the stuff downstairs wasn't that much better with the cum sheets.
Oh, dude, there was huge loads on that. They were like, we don't...
Two solid ones.
We really don't want to buy a new comforter, so we're just going to leave giant loads. Mm-hmm. It was like Peter North.
We noticed it separately. We noticed it separately.
He noticed it. It's impossible not to. It was like a fucking... It was like a bucket load. It was like someone had a horse in there and jerked it off on that comforter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was big, man. And you should see us go, man.
To this bitch, Girl Scout, you don't think I know what you did? You don't think I know now? I figured it out. 5 for 20. 5 for 20. I did the math afterwards, you little fucking bitch. I did the math. $4 each. That was already 5 for 20. And your mom would just sat there and let it happen. Oh, that's a real good example for your kid. Fucking false advertising. Yeah, let him do that. That's a real good example. And by the way, if you're going to fucking bring in a mark and turn a sucker, dehumanize people, why don't you suggest letting them off? I mean, that's something they knew. Fucking Carnegie knew. When you fucking beat somebody on a deal, you make them feel like it gets a win. Let them feel like a fucking winner on the way out. Let the losers feel like they fucking shined once in a while. Why don't you offer fucking... Instead of those dry-ass lemon cookies, say, you know, if you want, you can get 2 Samoas. If you want, you know, we have plenty of Tagalogs if you want to double up on those. And your special $5 for 20 deal. That's what's wrong with America. These people just sit there and let it happen. It's on you. It's on all of you. Don't support the Girl Scouts. Support the People Scouts. All right. Welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank, everybody. I am recording this from an Airbnb in Whistler, British Columbia. Just finished my shows at the Comedy Mix, the Vogue, and a Ari Shaffir's renamed storytelling show at the Biltmore. Fucking cool venue, that Biltmore. The Vogue, too. But Biltmore was cool for this Not Happening show. I mean, for Ari Shaffir's renamed storytelling show. Oh, scratch that. Ali Siddiq was there. Tammy Pescatelli was there. Local guy Chris Griffin was there. I was there. A fucking sellout crowd was there. Ronnie Chang was there. Ronnie Chang killed. Murdered. What a good story. God damn, bro. He's a good comic, Ronnie Chang. On today's episode, so here's the deal. The road, it's fun when you're actually performing, but like it wears on you after a while. And I'm being real conscious of keeping my fun up and enjoying myself while I do things. I got this tip from Jeff Ross once. Said, shave your eyebrows, Ari. It'll look weird, but people will somehow dance around it. But he also told me... He also told me we were doing my storytelling show in Montreal at Cleopatra, transsexual strip club. We used to call it tranny strip club, but we didn't know any better. So now it's a transsexual strip club. I actually don't even think it's transsexual. I think they have like one transsexual night a week or something like that. I'm not positive. But the point is, we did it. It closed out a run of probably 4 or 6 shows that I did at that Montreal Comedy Festival. And Jeff and I were smoking a joint outside, as we are wont to do. Talking about having a good time at the festival. We just did the Nasty Show together for he hosted, and I did, I think, 10 shows with him over 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, something like that. We also had completed before that a tour of Canada. Me, him, Jay Oakerson. What a fun tour. And it was a great time. And as we were sitting there talking and smoking this joint, who walks by? 3, 4, Wayne Coyne. Wayne Coyne walks by, the lead singer of the Flaming Lips. Just walked by. He was touching trees. There was trees lining the sidewalk. It looked like he was trying to touch every one of them. Get his palm right on a bark. I don't know, feel it. And Jeff, I guess, who had met him at Bonnaroo a year or two earlier. Jeff loves celebrities, man. He just goes right up to him, makes friends. He's fucking great at that. I'm not like that. But he's just like, Wayne? And Wayne Coyne turned and was like, Jeff, how you doing? And they fucking talked. What are you doing here? Oh, I'm at a comedy festival. What are you doing here? I'm at a music festival. He was playing Oceaga. I'm like, that's crazy. And he's like, how long are you here for? Wayne Coyne asked Jeff. And Jeff goes, well, this is our last night. We're going home tomorrow. And Wayne Coyne said, well, if you want, you can stay and watch my show tomorrow night at Oceaga. And Jeff turned to me. He's like, what do you think, Ari? You want to stay an extra day? And I was like, well, our flights are there. He goes, I'm sure they'll change them for us. We'll figure it out. And that's when he told me, too. He goes, Ari, look, we were here for a long time. This is work. It's not really work for stand-up comedy, but it's work to be gone and have to do it, to have to be somewhere at a certain time. He goes, why don't we add in one day for fun? That way the whole trip can be fun. I was like, all right, Just for Laughs was cool. They were like, yeah, we'll change your flight for you. You guys got to pay for the extra hotel room? Sure. And we went and I picked up our VIP tickets. Walked around, smoked joints. Oceaga's cool. For a few years, it was the best music festival in North America. Not just 1 year, like 2, maybe 3 years. They had great lineups. For all the non-camping festivals, that might have been the best one. And we went and we got to go on stage when Flaming Lips played. And they played the Soft Bulletin, start to finish. The album that was so fucking good. Dave Pierre, guy who sold me his car later, bought like 10 of those CDs. So if people would start talking to him about the Flaming Lips, he could be like, oh, have you heard the Soft Bulletin? And if they said no, he goes, oh, you gotta. And he would just give them a copy of the Soft Bulletin. Soft Bulletin was one of the best albums of all time. I remember listening to that with my first girlfriend in Los Angeles. In my apartment on Stoner Avenue. Guess what street we're living on? Stoner. I had to hear that fucking 80 times. Anyway, they put on a great concert. Great concert. Shot lasers out of his fucking giant hands into a disco ball, which fucking reflected into a crowd. Had Dorothy's and Scarecrows and Tin Men dancing on stage. People from the crowd. I probably have talked about this before. One of the most influential. No, not influential. One of the fucking best nights of my life. It was a bit influential because I started thinking, like, I got to put on a show for people. And I only can do stand-up, but, like, I'll always make it a show. Every time I see a good show, like a good music show, I'm like, yeah, I got to get a good opener with me, especially for the big shows. The way it's going to work is if I have big shows that are, like, really important to me, like the Wilbur Theater was, I'm bringing a headliner. I'll do my best to get a headliner. I can't always because they're busy. But luckily, white men are readily available. So I managed to get Joe List, a fucking A-level headliner, because he gets so little work, even though he's fucking amazing. I managed to get him to come up to Boston with me. I paid him what Rogan paid me. And it was a great show. For mid-level shows, I'll get, like, you know, pretty good people. And mid-level, it's not even that, won't be important to you. I mean, just, like, it holds special significance to me. I'll always give it my all, no matter where I am. But in terms of who I bring with me. But they'll be solid comics. I'm not going to bring an unfunny comic. I'll just be a bit, you know, a touch lower level. Won't be like Joe List level, but it'll still be fucking good. Of whatever level they are, I'm picking, like, the funniest ones. And then, if it really means nothing, I'm getting an opener from local town. And just give them a chance. I always ask for, like, give me the best guy you have in town. But I'll make it a good show as best I can from start to finish. Anyway, Flame Lips was fucking tremendous. I mean, tremendous. I cried so many times. He comes out in a giant ball, like a hamster ball, and he rolls out over into the crowd. First of all, like, it came out of a fucking giant pussy. It was a giant pussy, which is like the screen behind him, and they all just like came out of it, the band. Being born into us. Shoots these fucking lasers out, shooting confetti out the whole time. I mean, just tons of confetti. It's a party. Married two people on stage. And then afterwards, I get this hot water. Afterwards, those same two people, this is how he married him. He goes, I forget their name, Tim and Jonas. That's not wrong. Tim and Jessica. It was a boy and girl. Took 10 hits of acid this morning, and they met. They decided to get married. So by the power of the Flaming Lips, I now pronounce you man and wife. They went over curfews and fucking roadies. Like, you can't get the fuck off the stage. He goes, get out of here. I'm doing what I want. It's too good a show. He put on a great show, Wayne Coyne. You know, Duncan got him on his podcast. I just saw a picture of it. I don't really listen to podcasts, but, like, I was jealous. And then afterwards, these two people, I guess they were getting married for real. They had a fucking Justice of the Peace backstage, because one of the guys was dressed up as Tin Man. Scarecrow. He was Scarecrow. And they got really married. And Wayne Coyne's fucking running around. And he's like, oh, shit. And he fucking runs, grabs one of his confetti guns. So right when they decided, we're not pronouncing man or wife, he fucking shot off a confetti gun. Spit with everyone who fucking put on a Scarecrow or Dorothy or Tin Man outfit, spent 5 solid minutes with each of them. I mean, 30 people after the fucking concert. That guy gave it to his fans, man. He gave it to his fans. Anyway, what was I saying? How did I get here? Come on, Ari, bring it. Oh, nailed it. So I started thinking, yeah, I should do something fun for myself when I'm on these fucking tours. And I wasn't always able to, but now I'm a little bigger. By the way, guys, I'm telling you right now, tickets sell out. You got to get tickets early. For whatever reason, probably Netflix, I'm getting more popular. So, like, tickets are starting to go. I'm just telling you, do yourself a favor and just fucking I know you guys are all stoners. I get it. I don't buy tickets either. I wait till the fucking day of to get tickets for fucking Star Wars. And then it was like, what do you mean sold out? I get it. I understand where you're coming from. But I'm telling you, just do it ahead of time. Seattle sold out so fucking fast. And we added a show and it sold out so fucking fast too. Anyway, you know, good problems. But I'm saying on your part, just go buy tickets ahead of time. Just call your group right now. Most of the time, you don't have to get assigned seats. So you can get 2-3 people in and then invite more and say, hurry up, get tickets, and you can join us. What was I going to say? Okay, so I decided to have fun on the road. So this trip, instead of going, coming back, I decided to make it a ski weekend. So I played Salt Lake City. I went skiing in Vail, Colorado on the way up with my girlfriend. I was going to go with her to Salt Lake and then send her home when I started the shows, but took us to Salt Lake City on President's Day weekend, where $1,450. And I could go to Australia for that, which I will be in April. So we went to Vail instead. It was a fucking third of the price. And then I took an $80 flight to to Salt Lake to meet Ryan O'Neill, my opener, who opened for Renazisi the week before, and he and I just went skiing. We skied Park City a couple days, skied Alta, Snow Basin, Brighton, then Alta again. 6 out of 7 days skiing. 9 out of 11, including Vail. I got after it. I went skiing. You guys, the season's almost up. If you live in one of those places, Salt Lake, Denver, Vancouver, anywhere there's a mountain, get your last licks in, guys. It's a long summer. Get your last licks in. I've skied more than I've ever skied. The last time I skied before this was when I broke my leg. In Whistler, I got my revenge today. Did boxes, did jumps. I got way better skiing with Ryan. He's better than me. So anyway, we had this great ski trip, and we did a podcast talking about it. I hope you guys enjoy it. I got some dates real quick, if you don't mind. I would love for you guys to come to my shows. It's doing really well lately. I'm getting better and better all the time. Improving my technique, learning the game, learning the craft. I'm happy to show that to you. And this time, it's in the form of jokes about Judaism, for the most part. That's what I'm getting ready for my Edinburgh. But I'm doing it at clubs. It's all club-ready material. So anyway, this week I'm in Edmonton, by the way. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The 9th, 10th, and 11th of March. Then I'm off for a while. A full 3 weeks. I'm going to go skiing there, too. I'm skiing in Whistler right now. Sunny day tomorrow. Excited. Then I'm doing Edmonton. I think I'm going after that, Jasper or Lake Louise for a couple days, and that'll be my season. That'll be my season. Next week, Des Bishop's on the podcast. The week after that, Joe List is on the podcast to promote his half-hour Netflix special. He's doing the second version of the stand-ups. Him, Rachel Feinstein, Aparna Charla, Brett Morin, Kyle Kinane, Jeannie Yashere. But most importantly, Joe List. Congratulations to him. All right. So then in April, I am in upstate New York. I'm going to the Funny Bone Albany on April 4th and Syracuse Funny Bone April 5th. And then I start my Australia run in Perth. The 13th and 14th of April at the Charles Hotel. I go from there to Melbourne, the Comics Lounge, April 17th through, that's not the 25th, it's April 17th through the 21st, at the Comics Lounge, my favorite place to play in Melbourne. Come out to those shows. I'm going to also add storytelling shows. Ari Shaffir's renamed storytelling show. Maybe I'll have a name soon. I might have a name soon instead of this interim name, although I do like the interim name. My favorite interim name that I thought of, because people were like, suggesting names. They were like, how about This Is Happening? This Is Still Happening. It has the same cadence. That's what you should say. This Is Still Happening. Anyway, but that's my calling with that. Then Adelaide, April 26th at the Arcaba Hotel, top of the arc. Moving on from there, Sydney, April 28th and 29th at the Factory Theater. Probably going to add a show, but we might not. So you'll get aced out if you don't get tickets. So hurry up and get tickets in Sydney. And we might also add a storytelling show in Sydney. And then May 1st, finishing the run in Brisbane, Queensland, at the Sit Down Comedy Club. That's it. Then June, I got the DC Improv. I think I'm gonna settle on Japan. After I might visit Shanghai. It's the only place I want to do and see the new comedy club in Shanghai, and then fuck around in hostels for a couple weeks in Japan. And then in the first 3 days of June, I'll be the DC Improv. And then moving on to Scotland for the Edinburgh Fringe Festival at the Hive. That's where I'm fully going to bring out the finished version of Ari Shaffir, Jew. It's called Ari Shaffir Heretic in Melbourne and Sydney. But I think I like the name Jew better. But anyway, same show. Ladies and gentlemen, let's start the episode, shall we? It's been 18 and a half minutes. That's ridiculous already. How much of that was dates? I'd like to thank the people who made this episode possible. First of all, Ryan O'Neill for coming with me and pushing me to be a better skier. Always do things with people that are a little bit better than you. It really helps you. Not always. Sometimes it helps to feel how much you progress by doing something with somebody way worse than you, but only a little bit. Generally, if you want to get better yourself, you do it with people that are a little better than you. Not way better, because then you're just like, you're lost, but that'll push you a little out of your comfort zone. Get out of your comfort zone. Ryan O'Neill, Surefoot, Tipsy Elves, makers of colorful ski outfits, Surefoot, makers of boots. This girl Lisa, who gave us passes. And this guy Ryan, who hooked me up with fucking skis and Whistler. Oh, I'm going to say this one more time, just so you guys know. The people that have helped hook up shit for me over the years, and especially over this ski season, starting with people at, I don't want to say get in trouble, but people at a ski rental shop. When I was trying to make this renamed storytelling show work in Denver, with flying five guys out and getting fucking lift tickets for them for whoever stayed, which is just Sean Patton and Simone and myself, lodging, flights, rentals. Somebody came through and said, hey, if you bring a six pack for each of you, we can get you free rentals. And that little shit makes a difference between turning a profit on these things with a lot of people and not. And so I'm just going to say this. For all the people that have helped over the years, myself and all the comics, there's an easy way to fucking support young comics that you're fans of. Easy ways. That won't cost you anything. I'm talking about cable subscriptions, Netflix subscriptions. Give those to the comics you appreciate. Hey, if you need a password, you can join in on mine. It gets us by. It gets us by, and it gets us to the place where we can fucking do shows on our own and pay for ski trips on our own. It gets us there. Thank you guys for doing that. For often shitty people like Luis Gomez rides from the airport. It's the difference between like turning a couple bucks and losing a couple bucks. So all you guys who did it over the years, you guys are fucking heroes. Not heroes on the level of the U.S. Army who can, you know, occasionally kill a child, an innocent child in a country we're not even at war with, but heroes on a lesser level, maybe a slightly lesser level than that. Ladies and gentlemen, Utah was amazing. I'd like to thank the mountains of Utah as well. Also, do yourself a favor and stay till the end, because celebrity MMA fighter joins us. Well, I guess I'll say it because it'll be in the thing. But stay for Nick Diaz at the end. It'll be really fun. But he comes in right at the end. Also, Bert Kreischer makes an appearance. Fun podcast. Just a fun podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, let's start. Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank, episode 317. Ski, Utah. And honestly, side note, you guys, you've got like 2 weeks left. Go ski Utah. It was fucking sick. Ski Utah with Ryan O'Neill starts now. Listen for me, you better listen for me now. Listen for me, you better listen for me now. Bring me the rubber, the microphone, with the rock on stay. It's it in my stomach, yeah, the art to cut down. But I'm not in and I have the dance, I miss it where you come from. People them say I come from Jamaica. But me born and raised in Connecticut, only me one gel for no. Pure brown people, man, is all I'm on, no. Yeah, my shoes are them tear up and I'm toes just a show. Where me a ball and I don't want your answer. So it's farmer. You know, say that I'm a stormy, I go glam. I lick it, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that says that I'm a stormy, stab somewhere down the lane. I lick it, boom, boom, damn. Informer. You know, say that I'm a stormy, I go glam. I lick it, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that says that I'm a stormy, stab somewhere down the lane. I lick it, boom, boom, damn. Come with a nice young lady. Intelligent, yes, she jungle in Ari.
Done with that banana? Yeah. Are you recording now?
Yeah.
Have you ever, hey.
Yeah, good. It's recording.
Have you ever done a driving one?
Oh, yeah. I think the first one I did was with Duncan. We talked about Buddhism on the way to the Brea Improv. We were opening for Rogan.
Okay.
So we did it all the way down there. But then people pulled up next to us and we got really embarrassed and we had to like lower it down to like our waist and then try to like come back up.
It's just so douchey.
It is embarrassing.
But we're in the middle of Utah, so I don't really think that there's going to be any embarrassment to be had.
We're just passing truckers, I guess.
Were you driving when you did it with Duncan, or was Duncan driving? You were.
I was driving.
Okay,
yeah.
Because I do question your ability to do two things at once.
Well, my driving wasn't that great to begin with.
Yeah, yeah. And I've been driving with you through the mountains, and there have been times where I was
a bit
nervous.
Let me ask you a question.
Hey, what are you doing?
Oh, shit.
You're swerving off the road. Also, you're in a very large vehicle.
Why don't
like,
they give
much
us a
larger.
Tahoe? We needed this for skiing. We got a fucking RAV4 for the skiing. And then I was like, I just want to get a sedan to go to Boise.
We're literally driving straight for 300 miles, and
I just
they
wanted
give
a car.
You the ultimate ski vehicle.
Yeah, I'm like, well, the gas is not great in that. Like, well, that's all we got is trucks. I'm like, what?
But you reserved a car.
I reserved a car.
Those cocksuckers. Hey, Enterprise, fuck you.
Oh, they really cost me that first day when I landed at a fucking 12:40. Like, I'll be closed at 12. Sorry. I'm like, what's sorry? Well, can I go anywhere else? And like, you can try. I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You were supposed to meet me at the Airbnb. If I had known that, I would have gone downstairs to sleep in that bed
in
instead
bed,
of
bed.
Sleep on that in fucking, that mouse shit-filled pullout that they said was super comfortable. But there was literally jagged edges on it that had broken off.
Dude, I asked. I was like, the couch, the pullout couch. I'm there with a friend. But we're going to be skiing. So I don't want to like have like cricks in my back and stuff. So is the pullout couch legitimately comfortable? The answer was, for sure. I've slept on it myself. I don't even need to pull it out. It's
oh,
that
dude,
big.
No. That fucking pullout had cerebral palsy. Like, it was all fucking jacked up and had, you saw it, weird angles.
Yeah.
It wouldn't even lay flat.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I'm sorry about that.
No,
but
no, it was actually
was much better because the bathroom was in the common room, so you had to come down to the fucking, where in my room while I was sleeping.
I pissed in the kitchen sink.
Vietnam Veterans Memorial Holiday.
Oh, we should
Memorial
stop in
Highway.
There, pay our respects.
We should. Let's fucking get in there with, like, flip our arms. We'll, you know what you do when you double over your arm and have just like your nub coming out of the
oh yeah
shirt?
Yeah
yeah we'll do that to honor what we did to the Vietnamese people.
Yes, or you can go in there and keep that the fine art of spitting on the Vietnam veterans going. You just go in there and spit on it.
Dude, I look, whenever they say like the American soldiers are a hero, Idaho's too great to litter. Are we in Idaho now?
Did we exit but we didn't
Utah?
See a sign.
We did not see a sign.
Hold on, let me make sure we're still going the right way.
That's a great idea.
Because it could be. There was one way. They're like, hey, here's an alternative route. It's only 2.5 hours longer. No, we're making unbelievable time.
Are we in
time.
Idaho, according to that map?
52 miles, we'll be in Twin Falls.
Are we in Idaho?
Yeah,
we
I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah. How come there's no sign? You're supposed to hold your breath when you go in. It's,
no, that's over
luck.
A bridge in case you fall in the water.
Okay, wait, what? In case you fall in the water.
When you go over a bridge, it's over water.
A bridge over troubled water?
Any type of water. Troubled, calm, whatever.
Where is this Vietnam Memorial? Because
Memorial
there's
Highway.
Literally nothing
Memorial
here.
Highway. This is
oh,
it.
This is the highway.
This is it.
Oh, okay.
So whenever they go like, oh, you're a hero for your service, they're cute, and it's almost, yeah. I'm like, sort of. But then I see a Vietnam like hat, I'm like, no, that. Why is that a hero? We just invaded some country for no reason.
Yeah, but you know what, though? The government is at fault of that, but because they were just recruiting any, you know.
I know.
A lot of them, you had
everybody.
No choice.
I know, but, like, then why are they heroes, though?
Yeah.
They're just pawns.
Yeah, they're
pawns,
yes.
You should say, I'm so sorry for your service.
I see your point. My dad knew a guy. Because he enlisted for Vietnam, but he didn't end up going. He's in Germany. But there was a guy that he was friends with.
That'd be great if the Vietnam War, and you got shipped off to Germany to just chill.
That's where he played basketball there. And then he had a friend there or a guy he met while he was there, but he was from Indiana, and my dad remember reading this story. But the guy went to a movie theater in Indiana, like a drive-in, and he knew a girl that worked there. And he said, hey, why don't you give me some free stuff? And she said, no. And the guy knew that the lady's grandmother had just died. And he goes, if you don't give me free stuff, I'm going to dig up your grandmother and put the body on your porch. And she just said, no, you're not getting it. So the guy fucking did it.
What?
He dug the body up, put the dead body on her porch.
Look
and then he
crow.
Went.
Oh,
shit. We should have shot it.
Ominous as shit.
He went to
what?
Jail. And then
what?
They said, instead of jail time, you can go to Vietnam or you can go to prison. And he goes, I'm going to go to Vietnam. And my dad's like, I remembered that fucking story. And
he went
out to
Vietnam.
That guy. Yeah, they went
See,
to Vietnam.
See, he's a hero. Thank you so much for your service.
Not everybody.
That
is.
Was brave what you did to get out of prison.
But there were
to join
some
up
guys.
To fucking go push around an indigenous people.
Dude, it's not the think about your 18.
I get it.
That's why they go with 18-year-olds.
All right, that's fine. I get it. You're like subjective to whatever the word is, open to like fuck suggestion. But that doesn't mean we have to honor you as a hero. What have you done that's heroic? Help your friend to get back so he can further fucking push around an indigenous people? Yeah, they never attacked us. They never did shit to us. They're like, we just voted a different system of government in.
But,
why are you guys here?
I mean, at the end, now look at the place, though. It's beautiful. It's a great tourist destination.
By the way, they love America now.
Oh, yeah, because that's the only way that they can make any money.
Oh, and yeah, back then they loved
China. Because you've destroyed all their infrastructure.
Yeah, they loved China and hated America. Now they love America and hate China because China keeps trying to take away their shit. You go there going like, oh, they're going to hate me because I'm American. And you're like, oh, no, man, that's just our history with Vietnam stopped right when we left. But their history keeps going.
Yes,
and those
yes.
people don't hate. They're just like, yeah, I mean, they shouldn't have dropped bombs on us and shit.
But it's like Japan. We're cool with Japan.
People are still coming out deformed. You know that?
From Japan or Vietnam?
Yeah, there's like 16-year-olds who have flipper hands because fucking their mom decided it would be a good idea to eat catfish, and she didn't realize that America
dropped
fucking... Oh, dude,
we left that fucking place as like a Chernobyl style.
Landmines everywhere. Just like, we don't know where they are.
All the fucking... We just dumped shit.
Yeah.
Like, all the toxic shit, we just dumped it in the rivers. We just let it fucking seep into the soil.
Anyway, so this episode is brought to you by the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Highway.
In Idaho. It's 84 West and 84 East. If you ever get a chance, drive down
They might only get the West.
Dude, by the way, I love this 80-mile-per-hour speed limit.
Yeah, I keep going short of it, and then it's like, oh, yeah, it's 80, and I get to speed up.
Yeah, but we're in a fucking, just a gas chugger, man.
We're in a gas chugger. I'm already down to fucking... 20% of my thing is gone.
No,
it's... No, 25, 50, 75.
Oh, yeah, you just...
Yeah, 20%. 20% down.
You just took a fucking quarter almost of that shit out of there. Let's talk skiing.
Okay, we had a great time. This is the most I've ever skied.
Yes, we did 8 days out of 10.
I did 9 out of 11.
Oh, well, look at you.
I
so
went to Vail first with my girlfriend. Because I was going to come here... And then just stay.
Yeah.
And go skiing with you. That's why I said, like, open for run is easy.
And I did.
Yeah, that worked out well.
I was in Salt Lake City for the past 2 weekends. It was like I lived here. I've been in Salt Lake City for 2 fucking weeks.
Yeah, pretty much, right?
And it was awesome.
The highway.
Dude, where are the carcasses that they're feeding on?
Where are the carcasses?
On? I want to see a dead moose. Dude, if we see a dead moose, pull over because I want to take a picture with it.
I mean, obviously.
Okay, so I just want to make sure that we're on the same page.
I can't believe you couldn't get a picture of me fucking doing any of those boxes or doing a jump or anything. Your phone was
dude, it was
sucky.
14 degrees out.
I know, but
and the phone was frozen.
I know, but I was hitting those boxes good.
Dude,
why do you think I booked you for this week so you could take a video of me?
So I was going to be your videographer?
Videographer.
Let's talk about the gnar pow, the terminologies that we've learned.
Okay, the pow was gnar in a lot of places. So it snowed.
It snowed. You mean nuked.
No, it got nuked. Yeah, the whole place got nuked. So you got here when it was brown.
Dude, I showed up, and the place looked like it was summer. Except for the slopes, they had blown snow on there, and that was it. But everything else that was not a slope
brown, just like
was fucking dead.
Did it look like that over there, that mountain's over there?
No, it looked way worse.
Oh, really?
Imagine those were all brown except for white roads.
Just lines in between.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then... The storm hits.
What, on Saturday? Sunday?
Sunday.
Sunday night?
Yes.
Because you skied Sunday.
I skied Sunday and Monday. And by the way, Sunday and Monday, the lines were... It took us an hour and a half on Monday to get on.
President's Day.
I went and ate and then chilled out while Ren Azizi waited in line.
With his kids?
No. The kids had already gone to ski school.
Oh, they
I brought Tracy some hot chocolate. Then I went back to the restaurant, hung out some more. And he called me when he was about 20 minutes away from getting on the lift. He
said, yeah, you may as well start asking for your check now. Slowly making
start
your
start winding
over.
Down.
Start putting on your ski clothes.
Yeah.
Hour and a half. That's crazy. Because I was going to come to Utah.
Crazy.
Except for the fact the flights were $1,450.
I know. It was a night.
So for like... I don't know, like 40% of that, we just went to Vail and just did it there. And then I came. So I had 9 out of 11 days.
And I would have had...
8 out of 10.
I would have had 9 out of 10.
If I didn't fuck up the Enterprise thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I waited for you. I waited up all night long.
You did not wait up.
I did. I had... Dude, I was like a dog waiting at the door, waiting for me to come home. I had all this... I'd made you a meal.
No, you
didn't.
Done
all these things.
You didn't do shit.
Yeah.
You didn't do shit.
Do you remember I was walking to Walmart when you showed up?
Walking back.
Dude, I was walking. It was a fucking blizzard.
That Airbnb was okay.
It had a great hot tub.
Great hot tub. The hot tub out front right in the street was fucking sweet.
What was the temperature outside? 7?
Something like that. But that hot tub made it great.
Yeah.
Okay. My favorite thing is going to hot tub after skiing.
Yes.
It's just tremendous.
Except for the fact that this hot tub faced the street.
Yeah.
Literally, so there was a sidewalk.
Drive by and like, well, look at us.
You could touch the sidewalk. From
From the
remember that dude walked by?
Walked right by. It's like, hello. Just a guy in full like snow gear. Hello. He goes, hi. I really did want to like say like, if you want to come in, take a load off, just to fuck with him.
I don't think that. I think those people hated the fact that there was an Airbnb attached to the places that they owned.
I think that, yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
I feel like the people next to us also were like Airbnbers.
Yeah, but we were the only place with a hot tub, so I think that was like the sell of it all. So you start out, you show up to Park City first day. You are a relative novice.
Well, okay, so normally when I ski, I don't snowboard. I always what I had done was just ski courses and then a little bit go like in two trees and right back out. Just like an in and out, just like to slalom around a tree. Maybe like three in a row and then right back out. There's usually a path. And I go pretty slow on that. And then Renazisi's buddy a couple years ago taught me how to do boxes. And so I did like two boxes. Leaning forward, real weird on my feet, not really steady. And then I went from there to Whistler like 5 weeks after that and broke my ankle and I hadn't skied in 2 years.
Okay.
So yeah, when I got to you, I came from with my girlfriend who loved the woods and she got me in there a little bit more.
Yes, but you had not you weren't doing black diamonds or
no fucking way.
Or double blacks.
She got me onto like two blacks.
And what I was told from Steve Renazzisi was that you guys are at the same level. You're a little faster than him, but he has better technique. Now, I went skiing with both of you. And by the end of our ski trips, all we were doing were double blacks.
Double blacks through the woods. We spent all day at Brighton in
through
the woods.
Through the woods.
All day. We did like three regular slopes and just... But with the pow was so gnar.
It was totally gnar, dude.
It was so gnar.
It was the gnarest pow ever.
It got nuked over like 3 days. So you're going through these places that like... Even when you see like a path through the woods, it had been snowed over a couple times. It had been nuked over a couple times.
Yes.
So it's just shredding. You just shred pow.
It was the greatest pow I've ever gnarred in my life. Dude, remember that old man the terms. Like, that dude was like 60.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah.
And he goes, oh, you got nuked. I tried to keep my mouth shut. I was like, I don't know what nuke means, but.
Yeah, and then he said, you know, because of the abs and...
They had to do abs.
It's going to be pretty gnar.
Ab training. So Steve's technique is way better than me, for sure. what the fuck is he talking about? What the fuck is he talking about?
But I will give you... I will say this. I've never seen a man snowplow double black diamonds like
me?
You.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I'm shocked you made it down those hills sometimes.
In those ravines, I'm like, I can't go anywhere here.
Do you remember you got sick of me saying it's okay if you want to turn around?
Yeah, I was like, I get it. Yeah, we went up to like hiking somewhere to get some. Oh, come on.
That was Snow Basin. Who is that?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. I'm not answering it right now. Oh, my manager.
Is it Bert?
No, it's my manager.
Bert
never called back. That fucking dick. He complains that Rogan doesn't return his texts, and then I text him nonstop. He never returns my texts.
He never returns my texts or phone call.
I'm like, oh, come on. Stop this already. All right, now I got to turn this down. Sorry, everybody. I'm turning it down.
Yeah, it was, I will say this. You tackled everything.
Well, once the pow was that gnar.
Yeah, you can't get hurt that bad.
It was dank, man.
There was some dank shit.
There was some dank shit. And once you go through the trees, you can stop on a dime.
Yeah.
Because if you just stop, you sink down.
Yes. That's the problem, though, is like getting... If you stop in that gnar pow, you're going to sink deep, and you're probably not going to get up. Do you think you skied better after you smoked weed?
I think I smoked... I skied the same. Well, how did you feel afterwards?
I didn't get high.
How do you feel about my skiing afterwards?
Oh, I think you changed as a person dramatically.
Well, I got cranky?
No, you got, like, really happy.
Oh, okay.
All of a sudden, you're like, oh, dude, this is, like, literally you smoked weed. You were kind of grumpy in the morning. You smoked weed, and then you're like, this is the greatest day ever.
I was saying
I'm having the best day I've ever had in my life.
Even the days I wasn't smoking weed, I was saying that. I didn't smoke the first 2 days because you didn't want to smoke. But then I was like, fuck it. I have these joints I got to go through.
I smoke afterwards because I'm a pro.
Sure.
I like to have my wits about me when I'm doing.
Yeah. I was sure. I bought this flask for Colorado. A Colorado flask. And me and my girl would drink out of it. And I was like, I told her, I was like, Ryan will love this.
No, that's amateur hour, dude. You know me.
You're all about the skiing.
Yeah, man.
Look at those tracks. That's Nar Pow on that road.
Oh, look at that.
That's fresh pow, bro.
Dude, get the skis out.
It got nuked. Let's go. Oh, we don't have the skis anymore.
Oh, look it up there. This is pretty good. I've never been to Idaho.
This is dank.
I got to mark this off.
Yeah.
There's only three states I haven't been to, and now it's only two.
What two now?
Montana, Hawaii.
You've never been to Hawaii?
Nope.
I heard it's beautiful.
but why? Were you disappointed that we weren't getting drunk, or were you like,
I just thought you would. I was fine not doing it.
I'm glad.
Same with
that
weed. I was fine for a while, but then I was like, I want to smoke. It's fine.
Yeah. But then you realized, though, that like, this is the real shit that we're going on.
That last thing we dropped in, we kept taking the canyon over the ravine.
Yeah.
And then we dropped in, was all fresh pow, and it was like,
and
it was like straight down. You were like, you just got to hop into it. And I was like, I did. And just, but the way you could just fall with your just into the mountain.
And it's so it's almost steep, like, you keep your elbow out, you can just lean against
even
it.
Even if you fall, you just push off and you're right back up.
Yeah.
You're not even down.
Yeah.
Oh, what were your favorite runs?
You know what? I got to say Park City when we did. So there was these woods and there was a tiny gate that you could go through.
We saw it first
thing.
It
was like a doorway.
We saw it first thing and it was like no fucking way. And into the woods and just it said double black, said ski at your own risk.
And it was dense.
It was dense.
And the doorway is the creepiest part because everything's roped off except this just narrow, and this is the only spot that you can enter it in. And then it always has the expert only warnings everywhere. And then we didn't know what was on the other end of it. Like, you can go in, but it's a long haul, and you don't know if there's going to be a cliff.
Yeah.
And there ended up being a cliff. We made it. We're like, this is the greatest thing ever. And then we saw the cliff. And then you decided to keep moving down.
Because I don't want to go off the cliff. Let's keep going. Let's see if there's any entrance way.
But that was where everyone was going. The problem.
Not everyone. Everyone was gone. We were the only ones there. There was no one. The people ahead of us said, like, you go, like, well, like, we're slow. And I'm like, yeah, we're slower, so it's fine. And we lost them pretty fast.
Yes, but what the problem is this, is when you keep moving down, you don't know if it gets worse.
Yeah, because the ravine keeps dropping, and we keep staying even. So then it would be, like, harder.
It got worse.
Yeah, it got worse.
And so we came to a point where it was finally just time to just get up, down, and you had to literally just... You had to throw your stuff down.
Throw my skis and make a jump for it.
How long was that?
The jump?
I just saw you slide off your ass and you disappeared when I was on the top.
It was about an 8 to 10 foot drop.
Yeah.
I mean, it was far. And also there was rocks in the back, so you couldn't really... You had to, like, launch it a little bit. And then it was just slide, launch. And then you launched to the right also. It pushed you. So then you had to, like, hike back up and get your skis a little.
It had to be farther. It had to be, like, 15 feet. Because I had to hike up to get my skis, and I had dropped them down.
Well, I'm 6 feet. Maybe it was 12 or 13.
Yeah.
It's probably twice my size.
It was quite an experience, that part of it.
Yeah.
That was the part I didn't like.
And then
like.
We had to go to this tight, tight ravine. There's no room. You can't, like, ski back and forth. You got to go straight on it, which I'm not qualified to. So that's what I'm pizzaing. I mean, pizza the whole time, plowing. And then people come by after us, like, hauling ass.
Family. The whole family.
Bombing.
It was children of mother and father. And we're like, bombing. Oh, we're sorry you're on your way.
But we're on the ground at first.
That was one of my favorites. And then Snow Basin at the top. That drop-in.
Yeah.
From that top where the wind was so heavy that it would literally push you off the edge.
Oh, right. That's where we hiked?
That's where we hiked up.
We hiked left. We get off and go left.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. We did a little backcountry skiing.
We did backcountry. Dude, my skills. Hold on. We'll talk about my improvement in a minute. But, like... Okay, so my favorite before this, by the way, just so you know, I loved the Brighton Day of In the Woods because I never did woods before that. My favorite other
lot of fun.
Run ever is a slalom in Vail, just so you could just bomb it, but you go in and out through trees. A little bit like what we had in that inn, like Wrangler.
Okay.
But it's called Big Rock Park.
Yeah.
And you just cut in and out of trees. There's also like Resolution and a few others, I think in the Pete's Bowl or the back bowls, and you can just go with speed in and out through trees.
Okay.
But like with speed because they're so spaced out.
Yeah.
So going through trees here was like a total different thing.
This was tight.
You're really cutting left and right more than north-south.
Oh, yeah. I got whipped in the throat with a branch.
Oh.
Got whipped in the face.
It's great. Those helmets really came in handy when you see me smacking. I didn't have MIPS.
Do you want to talk about where you got your helmet from?
We'll talk about it in a minute.
Okay.
So, but my favorite run, I think, on this trip, which was 6 days in Utah, I think was on the way from Brighton, on the way back, because we parked on the other side of the parking lot, just skiing through the parking lot.
Yeah.
Scraping the shit out of our fucking
those rental skis.
It was like mostly ice, but a lot just pavement. And we're like, hit it hard.
Like we went, and then if you would hit the pavement patches, you just got to really hit it.
Yeah, you got to really hit it. Kind of like the box. You got to lean forward and just really commit.
Yeah. Oh, the boxes were good too.
Yeah, the terrain park at Park City was fucking tremendous.
I wish I had that video of you hitting the oval and just eating shit hard.
Which one?
Was that, remember
that
the box?
That was the second one. That was a small oval at Brighton. The big oval.
The big oval you ate shit on.
I flew.
Yeah, I saw you.
I thought I'd glide up and glide down. I glided up and then just kept going up.
Yeah.
I didn't eat shit on that one.
No, which one did you eat shit on? One of those boxes you ate shit on. Oh, no, at Park City.
Oh, did I really?
Yeah. Remember you just fucking, I go, oh, fuck. You were just laying there. At the bottom of it. By the way, like I was telling you, like if we were 25 and we went there,
yeah.
I'd be like self-conscious because everybody's so good.
You got to wait a second.
But now we're 40. We're like, this is the greatest thing ever.
So much fun. You guys enjoying it? Just like not self-conscious. Yeah, we'd like, be like
flying over boxes and we're like, oh, we're not doing that. That's way too hardcore.
Just stopping watching other people like, oh, you're great.
Yeah.
Yeah, at 25 we would have been like, either had to like completely act like a poser and be like, I know what I'm doing. Or... not just don't go.
We were applauding people. We're like, great trick, dude.
Oh, went backwards. That was awesome.
And we're like, we only do boxes. We only do small boxes.
It was great. And the hexagon one, too, I flew off that thing.
Oh, that was
you
the one.
You clear the last two-thirds.
Yeah.
I thought you had to go with speed, but really you had to go with less speed so you can get up, then go flat, then go down.
Those were – I'd never done boxes. I'm glad you introduced
They're
me
fun
to
as
them.
Shit. You just keep going over and over again. And
I
then
know.
From there to the jump.
Except that one box where every time your right leg would just slide out of underneath you.
It was wide enough, but it was something icy
something was
on that
off
right
on
side.
That. I don't know what was wrong.
The
that
last
box
time
was
I did it,
up.
You were like, I'm skipping this. I'm like, I'm doing it. So my last time, I was like, I'm going to do all these, like five in a row.
Yeah.
I'd win or lose. And I got – or six in a row. And I got
you missed
four out of six.
So,
because I missed it, because I just didn't get.
So technically,
it.
You didn't fulfill your.
Yeah, I failed.
Yeah,
win or lose.
Total
means
failure.
I could lose. Yeah. No, for failure.
I mean, failure and total fail, it's same thing.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
It's there's no almost didn't fail.
Yeah, we were fucking. I mean, I probably could have done those boxes better if I had run as easy technique.
This is true, and this is what I kept pointing out to you. That I get it, you're faster. But his technique is unbelievable.
Ski technique is easy.
Ski is easy?
Steve, run a skeezy?
It really does work. Run a skeezy.
Shred technique.
Oh.
That's it. It's ski shred technique.
So if you have any ski names you'd like to give Steve Rendazzisi,
please reach out to him on Twitter. I'm not on there or Instagram.
And talk about his technique.
Oh,
please.
It's all technique.
He'll never listen to this. He won't know what I was talking about. But please say that you've heard his technique is unbelievable.
It's tremendous.
And he'll be like, people must have seen me on the mountain. They saw my technique. They're probably like, this guy's unbelievable.
Dude, he falls behind on catwalks. I'm like, Steve, build up some speed. It's going to be a better day for you if you build up some speed before these catwalks.
He's so stiff. He's like holding on for dear life.
His technique. So how much better did I get?
Dude, I mean, it's like two different people at the end. I seriously didn't know. I didn't think that you would do the way that you were sold to me before I actually saw you was like this is going to be a lot of green runs and then maybe you would do like the bunny hill with the kids or something.
Shut up.
I didn't know what to expect.
I saw an Instagram video of you snow plowing by, and I didn't know what to make of it. But then, you know, and then also I had trepidations about skiing with you in that suit.
Why?
It's a wild suit,
that
man.
Suit was amazing.
Dude, you were the toast of the slope.
I love it because no one knew it was me.
Yeah.
No one knew anything about me other than the suit, the tipsy elf suit.
Yeah.
It was fucking so many compliments.
Dude, people, as you were going on the lift, people would be yelling as they were skiing
great,
by.
Great onesie.
Yeah. No, you know what I thought you would get is more backlash from, like, snowboarders and people with chips on their shoulder being like, look at this fucking idiot.
But no.
Like yelling some sort
bright
of a
yellow
slur at
bright
you or
pink.
Something.
Too bad it was too cold because I could have had I could have worn the gloves that Sal got me, the freaky freezies.
Yeah, problem with those freaky freezies is they never were that warm.
They aren't that warm. But if it was like 30 degrees, I could wear them fine.
Yeah.
Even 25. We never got above like 16 was the highest ever got.
It was cold
at the base of the mountains.
And with wind chill, it was...
With wind chill. But that's just a base. On top, it was way worse.
And you bought custom boots.
Yeah, that was your idea.
Was that a good investment?
Go to Surefoot. Yeah, but here's a cool thing I'll just say about Surefoot. So I go down there.
By the way, you're not being paid for this.
I'm not being paid for this. I went down there. They have a place in New York. They have a place everywhere. And they get the right... They size your foot. You know, they do all your thing. They get orthotic for you. And then they push out the boot shell because I have a high arch on my right side. And they made room for my big toe
and some
on
of your,
right side.
Your pigeon toe and some of your toes cross over.
Yeah.
Some of your fucking foot
I told them
mangled.
That, too. They said that didn't matter. I should get my binding set a little further out so when I'm pigeon-toed, I mean in, so when I'm pigeon-toed, then I'm going straight.
Wait, do you think that's why you snowplow all the time?
I think a lot of it, because I'm doing it on fucking straightaways.
Because I told you, like, just put them to, like,
I know,
but
I was trying to do that, and sometimes it kind of hurts to move that way.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
How do you get pigeon-toed?
It's just born that way.
Yeah,
maybe
sure?
He's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline.
It could be Maybelline. I don't know. Something's up with that, though. I feel like I don't know anybody else that's pigeon-toed.
Yeah. So anyway, then they put you in these boots, and they just shoot foam into it until it completely covers your foot hard. It feels like one of those doctor blood pressure things.
Oh, it's that much pressure?
Yeah. And then, like, it's going to hurt. It's going to be uncomfortable. My favorite one of those is Pete Carboni told me when he got his weed license. His doctor was trying to be like a regular doctor too.
Yeah.
And take his blood pressure. It was the early days. They didn't know they could just do weed. And so Pete said after a while he was doing the blood pressure thing, and Pete had to go like, doctor, I think you're I think it's enough. Like he got high and kind of like zoned out.
Where the fuck did he go to medical school? Haiti? So I also saw some people getting like, because look, obviously you get custom boots, you're going to get like, a little bit of a cuntier crowd in there, and I saw somebody getting the foam in, and they were like almost near tears.
It didn't hurt that much.
Yeah, but you know how sometimes people are—they get
exactly.
little sensitive.
Also, skiing is white people,
yes,
soft people.
I saw one black ski instructor, and I was like, "Oh, you must have been adopted by a white family in Park City."
But anyway, then my first day of skiing on them. I went and I was like, still kind of tight here. He goes, all right, we'll fix that. And then I did, and I took him with me. Came back the next day to get him. Took him with me. My first day of skiing, it was cutting off my blood pressure so bad that my feet were falling asleep in about 20 minutes. And I took off the skis off. I was getting the tingling, like when you shit for too long.
Yeah.
And they're like, that's no good. And so the guy was like, all right, leave him here overnight. And we'll heat him up, and then they'll be good for you the next day. This is all in Vail. And the good thing is they're in a lot of places at the lift,
yeah,
too. So I left them there. They heated them up overnight, and then I put them on, and I was like, after like 10 minutes, like, no, this is no better. So then he changed my shell for me and put my those insoles into the shell. Same shit. And then eventually he was like, this guy Mauricio, he was just like, dude, here, I'm changing the shell again. Still bad. Just take fucking regular fucking insoles. Just go ski. You're losing ski days. And then I was like, cool, I'll take this to Park City and do it there. And I did, and those guys really hooked me up.
But do you think that you were being overly sensitive with your boots?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Did you think that this was going to be like you're riding on two
Cadillacs? No, when I told you they were like tilt tight in the morning the 2 days later, that was nothing compared to what. It was terrible. because it was cutting off my circulation instantly.
Well, my big toe right now has still been numb, and it's we have it's been 12 hours.
Yeah, but the
guy 24 hours
Jeff or whatever in Park City was like, he just fixed it. They re-foamed it, in a wider shell that was longer.
Okay.
You know, and then they just fixed it. That's the cool thing about it. They're like, no, we'll just get this right. We met that guy who said it 5 years he'd been coming in for little tweaks.
I know, but I think that dude was like one of those guys where it was like,
you're annoying.
Maybe 5 years coming in for tweaks is a little too much. Your foot doesn't change that much.
No, I'm done. I've got mine set now.
Yeah.
They figured out the fucking big toe situation. They did everything. And now it's like, great. It's great. You really do have control that way.
Ski boots are the number one thing. If you're gonna don't buy skis, buy ski boots.
Yeah, and then we just got skis at whatever. What kind of skis did I get?
You had Nordica Enforcers.
Those are pretty good.
169s, and I had Blizzard Brahma 173s.
Too stiff, dude. As soon as we went into a mogul, you went in between two moguls, and your ski just popped off. You were standing still.
They fucked up my binding on that one.
Oh.
They needed to tighten my binding on my left more, way more. Yeah, that's not where you want your shit to go.
But the boots
around.
Are tremendous. They felt like, dude, a glove, and they just really have control in them. They don't slide around at all.
Mine were pure performance boots. Very uncomfortable, except when you're skiing. As light as like tennis shoes, but my fucking my front toe still is numb, and they were very, very hard. Very hard boots on your side of your feet, too.
Yeah.
But well worth it, though.
I think so. I think worth it. A lot of money, but worth it. And the way they because we talked about this. You know how sometimes you come back to a place like, hey, these aren't working right? And they go, well, you used them. It's like they're all one in.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, but I used them because you told me they'd work right.
They didn't.
Yeah. But these guys were like, sure. Yeah, we'll fix that. Like, no questions.
You can come in for the rest of your life, right?
Yeah. They just want to get it right.
I don't know how they're going to. It's a tough one, man. I guess they just keep getting new customers.
Yeah, because honestly, at some point, I don't need any more repairs now. It's fine. These are great.
At some point, you'll go back in there.
Yeah, I might. If I gain a lot of weight or something.
If you gain a lot
gain foot
of weight.
Start to look like Bert with his fucking fat hobbit feet. Fuck Bert.
Yeah, that's a guy. Well, you might be going with Bert to Whistler.
Dude, through those trees at Brighton, with the speed we had and just choosing your own track and then coming back together, then separating and coming back together. It was so fun.
But both of us were thinking Sonny Bono every time that we were fucking up.
Every time I got too fast. Every time I got too fast, it was like, fuck. I did. It would go through my head.
You couldn't stop in there.
This is how Sonny Bono died. If I hit a bump and launched, there's no way to stop.
Yeah, I still, though, even at that speed, like, what was he doing? Head first?
I think you just launch and fall. Also, Renazis' buddy said something about the ski helmets.
Yeah.
He goes, at some point, they're just keeping your brains in.
Yeah. Well, like, dude, it's
if
like
you're
any
going
helmet.
Too fast, it's not gonna stop you from dying.
No, it's any
it's just
helmet.
Just keeping your head together.
Keeps you from cracking your skull, but your brain still rattles
inside. Yeah, it'll
inside.
Just bounce. You're dead, but it'll just like keep your... It'll make you an open casket funeral. That's
it's
all
like sparring with headgear. They're like, you're better off probably not, because it just makes your head a bigger target.
Right.
Your brain's still getting rattled, so it doesn't really fucking matter. Oh, dude, there's a boat inspection ahead.
Oh, shit.
Are you towing a boat?
No.
Who has a boat inspection?
Nick Diaz in the back has got a
That's
boat.
True.
Nick, how's your pontoon right now?
Yeah, dog, I'm going to fucking pull over here and get that fucking inspection done and shit, you know?
Yeah, well, no, we're not taking your boat now, fucking head drama.
Yeah, dog, we got the fucking pontoons just filled with fucking weed, dog.
No, we don't have the boat here, Nick. We're just go back to sleep. Just go back to sleep.
Wow, Nick Diaz with us the whole time.
Jesus.
Dude, and also, you have to give a shout out to those free passes.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, this fan hooked us up with...
We saved, combined, over $1,000.
I think so.
Yeah,
it was a ski
definitely.
Utah pass. So I had the Epic Pass day one for Park City and day two.
Yeah.
I got you the half-price ticket. Somebody else sent me half-price tickets.
Yes.
That saved $150 over 2 days.
By the way, fucking ski passes at Park City are $150.
A day.
It's... At what point is it too much?
That's crazy. Because that guy told us, like, are you trying to get, like, your price per run down? And you're like, yeah, at some point you get, like, 25 runs.
Yeah.
20 runs. It's,
of
it's
course.
Like $10 a run or $8 a run. It's, like, a lot.
And I'm going to stay here all fucking day so that I can get it below $20 an hour to ski.
Yeah. Yeah. But with those passes, you really, like, those days we had to do shows, it was just like, you know, let's ski for 3-4 hours and head in.
Well, we said that, but then we ended up skiing for like five.
It's so fun.
Brighton,
so
we
much
did eight and a half hours.
It was too gnar.
And yeah, it was, and it was so dank.
It was so dank. You can't give up dank like that.
And the disc got nuked. But 8.5 hours, we didn't stop. We sat on a bench outside to drink some water and eat some granola bars. But other than that, it was 8.5 straight into the night.
Some scalding hot water. Some refreshing scalding
hot
water.
Oh, yeah. So let me tell everybody a quick story. Ari's like, do you want some of my water? I was like, yeah, I'll some. So I fucking throw it back. What I don't realize is this asshole puts boiling water in his fucking canteen.
Over ginger and peppers.
But it's one of those heat-controlled ones where if you put something cold, it stays cold. You put something warm, it stays scalding hot.
I
almost fucking burned my throat, dude.
I thought because it was fucking,
it was like
10 degrees outside,
dude,
it would go down.
It was like pounding water fresh out of the tea kettle.
You didn't see the steam coming out of it?
I did. It could have, that water could have been like just above freezing.
By the way, yeah, when we had lukewarm water somewhere else, it also steamed.
I know. So I threw it down and I fucking almost got third degree burns in my esophagus.
Oh, we're down to 70? Oh, that's just truck speed.
Yeah, dude. We're above truck speed, my friend.
54 miles to Twin Peaks, Twin Falls.
We have to turn in force.
Dude, I love the hot water. I love the hot water with me when I'm going.
Yeah, it was like you were drinking soup the whole fucking time,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, it warmed you up with ginger in it.
No, because you couldn't consume enough of it in order to maintain the amount of H2O that your body needs is the problem.
You never even cracked your water.
I drink
only,
it all
it's
the
only
time.
To take fucking antibiotics for your goddamn gross AIDS
I forgot about that. So Ari, I somehow contracted some sort of eye infection from Ari.
Not from me.
It's from Eskimo kisses.
No, not from Eskimo. I didn't touch you. You disgusted me afterwards.
Oh, okay. I think I got it from an Airbnb.
The first Airbnb?
Yeah, the one I stayed by myself. I think I got it from there because my eye swelled shut, basically. I was skiing with one eye and glasses, which is the worst combo.
Which is not a great visibility.
And then I had to do, remember I had to do the first show that I had to do that Thursday, and my eye was, I had to talk about it on stage because it was such a distraction.
It was so obvious.
Yeah, it was such a distraction.
It was like gross. It was gross. I didn't want to be near you. It was just a sty?
I don't know. I think it was something else. If it were just a sty, it would have gone away.
Yeah.
But remember when I go, I got to go to the doctor right now.
Yeah,
I'll be
so
back.
I went to get my boot fixed at Park City, and then you went to go to the emergency
to the urgent care.
Urgent care.
Yeah.
And then you went and tried to see about that helmet.
Yeah, so Ari.
So we went in the first day to look at helmets.
By the way, I don't want to be associated with this story. We won't say where or what happened.
We won't
happened.
Say where, because they'll just like, they'll come after
dude,
us.
Dude, I'm telling you, you're always going to be looking over your shoulder.
I don't think so. I steal. I like to steal things. I stole a pair of socks in Vail.
I am not a thief.
I stole a pair of socks in Vail. They're $26. And then I was like, these thin socks, maybe these will work better with my boots.
Dude,
and then I like had them with me for a while. And then I'm like, oh, I can just open these and try these on.
That's the one thing that I'm not
into.
I'm
in the 20 minutes. I love stealing.
No, I know. You're like, why don't you just take that? And then you went over somewhere and I go, dude, what are you doing? You go, but what do you think I'm doing? Looking to steal something?
Because we shopped for a bunch of like groceries and then we're by the door but still inside. I'm like, this is prime. We stole those beers? Those beers? The Modelos?
Yeah.
We didn't pay for those.
Shut the fuck up.
Because it's self-checkout.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I didn't know I was drinking stolen beers.
Yeah, self-checkout. And then they had said you had to bring somebody around if you wanted to like do the alcohol. Plus,
oh,
we couldn't buy alcohol after midnight anyway.
Yeah.
Because after midnight, we wouldn't have been allowed to buy it.
Oh, fuck. Now
so,
I'm
so I was like, "That's too much. Just
this.
Fucking put leave that under the cart. It's on the bottom of the cart."
I didn't know that. That's what happened.
You kept putting the jerky back on the fucking weigher thing. I'm like, dude, we didn't pay for these. It's gonna keep saying, "You have to scan this item."
I don't even remember a lot of that because we would smoke dope afterwards. And by the way, I know this is hack, but like, don't go to the grocery store. We ended up spending $140 for like 2 days worth of
three
food.
Nights with the stuff. We ate it all, didn't we?
We ended up eating a lot of it. Yeah, yeah.
Because
I think we did
breakfast and dinner.
Yes,
but we already had peanut butter and
but
jelly.
But we were
too,
eating steaks and salmon. Like we were getting all this shit. That was, but we that tiny bit of salmon was $20.
What?
Yeah, I
oh,
didn't look at
Park
the
city.
Yeah.
Oh no, no,
no, no. We went. We were in that fucking. We were at the Airbnb where the old man with the purple heart that you were wearing around.
I was not wearing it
you
around.
Were
wear, This Airbnb might have been my favorite in the world that I've ever stayed in.
It was awesome. It was like a throwback to everybody's childhood home.
Preserved. This truck, this tanker truck should not be passing in the left lane.
Oh, dude, he's going to merge over. He's merging over,
sure.
Dude.
I'm backing up.
And so the dude...
Oh, it goes to one lane.
Looked like the guy's father, who was a World War II hero. He was on some boat.
USS that, Dunhill.
Yeah, that got sank by some subs.
Some fucking Japs trying to protect our freedom. He's trying to protect American soil off the coast of Formosa, Taiwan.
Yeah, and now his son is renting out his house because he is either in a home or he died.
I think he died.
But everything's exactly the same.
Exactly the same. The wallpaper, the fucking, it's carpeted kitchen and bathrooms.
Real quick, just stay on this for 171 miles.
Oh, Vietnam Veteran Memorial Highway. We're still on it.
Oh, another one? What? So.
We should pull over and take a picture of those.
What you did was you ended up looking through all their stuff like you always do.
No, not through all their stuff. I glanced over the bookcases and stuff like that.
You went skiing with a purple heart on the outside of the elf.
He had two purple hearts.
Thing.
He had two
I know. So you go, I'll take one of them.
I wanted to touch it. I touched it. I opened up the case and looked at it.
I know. It was
I didn't
pretty
take
cool.
it or anything. It showed where he got it. Then we could look up. We saw the day he got it, and we looked up the Dunhill's history.
Yeah.
That was the same day the Dunhill got blown in half.
50% of the crew died.
Suicide torpedo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a man torpedo. A dude was inside the torpedo steering it
in to his death. Those Japanese do not fuck around.
No, dude. They're hard fucking core. Yeah, that's pretty crazy to go, hey, by the way, hey, Wang, go ahead and hop in that torpedo. You're going to steer this into the fucking boat.
Dude.
Damn.
It was crazy. He had all this stuff, this memorabilia. It was beautiful. The wallpaper. I took some pictures. The wallpaper was amazing. He had an old telephone.
Yes.
A weird Superman nutcracker. But the Popular Sciences and Reader's Digest and National Geographic from anywhere between 1950 and 1983.
Yeah.
Just covering bookcases.
And he had a pool table that was basically butted up against a wall.
Like everybody's pool table when you got one. Anybody who got a pool table back then, they didn't. They just thought, we're richer now, we should get a pool table. But they didn't think we could actually fit this in.
We had one in our basement, a full size, you know, like the big full size one. And you would have to go, we had low ceilings. You couldn't even go like straight up because you would hit it. And we didn't even have short cues. Because they didn't want to look
this guy
they want to look tacky. It was a good game. I beat you, out of...
You didn't beat me a single time.
Four?
First was the curse of the solids, then it just became the curse of you.
Dude, I was high.
I got on runs.
I was on antibiotics, and I was drinking.
Antibiotics.
And
shut up. I was drinking, too.
It was the multiplier effect, and I think that it affected my game. I got to be honest with you.
Basil Hayden's.
Also, I got to be honest with you. That table, probably not regulation, because you would hit the ball,
oh,
it would
my
stop,
God.
Then it would roll in a circle around and go somewhere else.
It had break. It had real break to it.
Oh, well, yeah. It was...
Palmerville ski area. Should we get to shred some gnarls?
Where is this fucking ski area?
It's got to be up to
it's
the
all
left.
Flat right now.
It's got to be to the left.
Look for... I mean, that does look like Gnar Pow up there.
So there's definitely some... there's some nuke
Part of me is like, we should have gone skiing in Boise.
I know, but then we would have had to give up a ski day in Utah, which was amazing.
Yeah, we should.
Okay, so, yeah, that place was so fucking cool. Walking through the upstairs in the sitting room with the real fireplace.
Yeah.
Just being in there was like, it would take my breath away. It was beautiful. It was like a museum.
Well, I laid down after we got home.
It was a museum.
When you started the fire, and when I woke up, I couldn't see anything because so much smoke had filled the fucking house.
You said you're over the flu.
Yeah.
You said you didn't want to do it.
I did. I didn't realize. I wasn't on the phone with him. I asked for you to remember what the directions. I knew where the flume was.
I read it out loud to you, the email, and you said, I was like, you got that? I go, yeah. I'm like, okay, I'm going to tell him back we got it. He goes, yeah.
I was high as fuck.
And then when he came, because the fucking thing didn't work, and he had to come let us in one day.
What's this river?
This is nice. What is this river?
Is this the Snake River?
This is Mopchahopi. Oh, is this Snake River?
I don't know. No, I don't think so.
It's beautiful.
I don't know
what
it is.
Look at that, with the mountains behind, the reflection. Oh God damn.
This is gorge. Okay, so...
And then when he was there, he goes, you guys got the thing? I looked at you, you said nothing, and I was like, yeah, we got it. And then you were like, I don't know how to do it. Once he left.
I did it.
You did it, sure. And I was like,
I just didn't do it the right way.
You did it the wrong way.
And so when I woke up, I literally had to crawl on my hands and knees to get under the smoke to find my way to the living room, where I think I thought you were already dead. Dude, it was that bad. I go, something's not right here, man. and you're in there playing with the fucking fire. You were the dude. Were you a pyro as a kid?
Yep.
You are obsessed with that fire.
Love fire.
You are obsessed.
I put a roll of toilet paper in there.
It's a good thing, though, that you are not a good pyro, because first of all, the fucking grill, it shouldn't take 25 minutes to cook steaks.
No, it should not. I need more.
You're like a cautious pyro.
Yeah,
exactly. Let's start it small, and
that's
then we'll gradually build
that's
it.
Responsibility.
So finally, we figured out how to open the flume.
I figured out.
No, I told you. I instructed
you. You said try the other way. I'm like, ugh.
And then the smoke immediately went right up.
Poured right out. You fucked it up completely, for sure.
Glad I woke up.
Me too. I was like, it looks like it's gathering in this area and not going away. You're like, I'm sure it's fine.
Dude, what about the oven, though? The oven starts smoking everywhere.
Filled up the place. I mean, that oven was state-of-the-art in 1987. State-of-the-art 87.
The neighbors must have been like, why is it 7 degrees out and every door of that house is being opened like every 2 hours?
We had to air it out.
Because everything was going wrong. I'm shocked, though, that at some of that equipment that they even allow that at an Airbnb, because it's so old.
It was, dude, it was a museum.
It was.
They had that old
wood
piano.
Paneling.
They had the organ upstairs, which is nice, the piano upstairs. But downstairs, the piano, that was one of those, like, things where it reads, like, the dots on a piece of paper, on a scroll.
It was the Snake River.
Snake River Recreation Area.
Yeah, it was like the Old West. You know when they would just play by themselves?
Yeah, I'll have to play that for some.
Only we couldn't figure out how to get it going.
No, but they had all these scrolls in there, too.
I know.
All it said was a note saying, be careful, this is 100 plus years old.
But it didn't tell you how to use it.
Uh-uh.
They should have given you some instructions that maybe you don't fuck it up.
But they had these scrolls of songs that were in there.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And he had a record collection?
Record collection.
No record player, though.
That we saw.
That was, yeah,
a lot of Christmas albums, too.
It was literally...
The record collection was amazing.
It reminded me of, like, yeah, a grandparent's house in the Midwest... With red, bright red shag carpeting, a bar in the corner, and a ton of old National Geographics.
Dude, I read an article. I read a short story from I'm glad I did, from Reader's Digest, September 1977.
Do you want to quote the author?
I don't remember it. I don't remember the author. It was about a blind beggar in India who saved a kid who was drowning in a well. It was short, but like...
Is that based on... Remember the girl that... Jessica...
Oh, yeah, down the well. Ah, fuck, my back hurts.
So what was it? And so how was the story?
It was good. This beggar was the only one that could do it because he didn't. The other people who were trying to save the kid couldn't swim as well, and they couldn't see underwater, but he was used to not being able to see. And then he went from a beggar then back to begging because he was blind. He was the only way he could make money. And then the word got out that this blind beggar saved this kid, and then people started sending him stuff, over $11,000, 65,000 rupiah.
Yeah, but you know what that beggar's just going to do? He's going to blow it on a brand new car.
Yeah, probably.
Then he's going to end up back in the same situation
drugs.
He was in.
Yeah.
Drugs. Yeah. What the fuck? It's Bert.
Oh, should we press pause?
Patch him in.
Oh, yeah. Answer it. Hey, Bert.
Bert. Oh, shit, is it? Hold on.
No, that didn't work at all. It's
on
hold.
It is. Hello, Bert. Bert.
Hands free.
Bert.
Yeah.
Okay, there you are. You're in the car. We're actually recording a podcast right now. Me and O'Neill on the way to Boise. Do you have any dates to promote?
No.
Okay, cool. Are you gonna meet me in Vancouver to go skiing in Whistler? No way, right?
No, I'm home for the weekend. I've been on the road so hard getting ready for the special that I need a home weekend home.
Okay, well, what should we do? Let's pause this, I guess.
Okay, yeah, pause it.
Bert,
we'll be back. Hang on, Bert.
I'm not a fan of what you're doing with my records. I think it's bullshit, and those are valuable pieces of fucking art and history that you're fucking up.
The podcast on hold?
Is it the podcast is on hold?
The podcast is now on hold, yeah.
Look at me, I'm skiing. When I do not like skiing, but he loves skiing, and I love him. I rent the boots and bows. I shiver in the cold. I'm charging down the
can't read my mind.
We're back, and Ryan's pissing on the side of the door. I didn't realize you're going to block it with the door. You're pretty much pissing inside.
It's a mile, dude. It's everywhere. It's so windy. It's going everywhere.
It's so windy.
Oh, it's going to blow back on me. Oh, fuck.
Why would you piss outside?
I am pissing outside.
I said I'd wait till it'll turn off and you could go somewhere.
Oh, no, dude. It's fine here. It's saving us time.
All right. Oh, my God.
Dude,
it's such like a long... You had to pee so bad.
Dude, you know when they do the thing?
Jesus, trucks are passing, dude. Come on.
Oh, it smells like cow shit out here.
It does smell like cow shit.
It's not even a cow anywhere. Oh, get that last drop out.
Oh, it does smell like cow shit. Bad. Come on. Dude.
That might be the asparagus that I ate last
time. That's not asparagus. Come on.
Oh, what's this blue thing over here?
Come on, tap and come. No, get back here. Brian. It's rope. It's wire or something. Come on.
Oh, fuck.
Now I got to speed up.
Oh, my God.
Crazy.
Dude, my piss was dancing like what are those baton twirling things? You know where they have the... They have like a piece of fabric and they twirl it around.
Oh, yeah. The ribbon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the piss dancers. Oh, fuck, it's cold now.
No, leave it. Seat warmer. Don't change the whole
thing. That seat warmer's been on the whole time.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Ameliorate to the environment.
All right, are we on?
Yeah.
Good piss. Everything's back to normal.
What were we just saying?
We were talking before Bert. We were talking about skiing.
No.
Oh, we're talking about the helmet.
No. Right before we got out of the
stealing.
Car. No, right before you got out of the car. Pause for a second.
You turned it on as I was pissing.
Yeah, but right before you said, just pull over, I'm going to pee.
Oh. What were we talking about, dude? We were talking about finding a place to piss, and you go, I'll pull over on the street. I go, no, you just pull over side of the
highway. No, we're bitching about something. Not the store, after the store.
After
something
the
else.
Store. I don't know what you're talking about.
God damn it, all the hell. All right.
I thought we were just discussing urinary needs.
No, when we hung up with Bert. And then he was...
Oh, killing on the... Oh, the records.
Oh, the records. No.
Yeah. And no. Oh, there's a cop, dude.
Good. I'm going super slow. Recording
a podcast.
Yeah, he's
going to pull you over. The speed limit's 80.
I'm on a normal pace 60. Podcast.
No, is it legal to have a microphone?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
He'd be the first guy to get a ticket for podcasting while driving. Oh, dude.
this is what you do when you always look back the whole time?
Always.
Just keep
I'm
looking
so
back.
I'm so paranoid because I got so many tickets as a kid.
When you pass a cop, do you ever just say, like if it's dark and you're on the highway in L.A., just pull over the next exit? Just hopefully, like, pull over immediately, and if he's going to follow you, it's going to take like 2 minutes. So get off.
I mean, wait, because you're speeding?
Yeah. And you pass him, and you're like, I think he might have got me. I'll just pull over at this exit and just get the fuck off.
I used to do that on the highway, instantly. Not in L.A. Do you know that there's like 80% of the roads in L.A. you can't get tickets on because they're not speed calibrated?
What do you mean? Really?
Like, technically, I don't think you can get pulled over because something about they
what?
Didn't. I swear to God, I what? Read it. We're looking up.
Not speed calibrated.
There's something wrong with the
what?
Roads. I swear.
So the radar wouldn't work, right?
I guess. Whatever it
People
is.
People sued? And one based
dude, you
on
know, the, look at the guys. They don't. You can't get.
I've never
heard
of any
of my
friends.
If you don't pay the traffic cameras, yeah. though, they don't do anything anymore.
I've never heard of any. Oh, that's right. They said we're not going to enforce it, but the people that put it up are still allowed to scare people into taking money.
And eventually people go, hey, I'm just not going to pay it. And they go, and then they got lawyers, and they go, oh yeah, it's illegal. So it might be something like that. I told you about the time I was driving home on like a Saturday night on the highway in L.A. And my car only goes about 115, and I was doing about 110. And next thing I know, bright spotlight all over the top of my car,
alien.
Circling it. Thought it was an alien. Turned out to be the police chopper.
A what?
And it just fucking followed me. And I quickly
what?
Got off
oh,
on
no,
a road.
Really?
Yeah. And then I went to like a tree-lined street. I just parked my car and just got out and ran. And I just hid for like 2 hours. Finally made it back to my house. And then the next day, I got my car.
What?
Yeah. It was scary, dude. You imagine you're just driving, it's dark, and it's fucking like 1 in the morning, and then a fucking beam, and you're like, holy shit. It was gnar, bro.
It was gnar. Okay, back to skiing.
Where do we leave off? The helmet. How did you acquire
helmet.
Your helmet?
Okay, so you had to go deal with your fucking shit on your eye, cat herpes, whatever the fuck you got.
cat. Dude, what if they're
got feline?
What if the cleaning lady brought her cat to clean, and the thing was just wiping its ass on the pillow?
By the way, that okay? When I came in, Brian was sleeping on a t-shirt wrapped pillow.
Yeah, I don't trust the pillows, dude.
You might be how you got the star.
Our family was in the motel business for 35 years.
Yeah,
my mom kept an exceptionally clean place, but at the same time, I know that what she did, and I know that other places weren't as meticulous as her, so I know how bad things can be.
Did you hear the Bobby Kelly story?
No, what was it?
That he fucking, I think with DeRosa, that was staying in a condo that was supposed to be cleaned by the comedians or whatever, by the comedy club.
Yeah.
And he left a dirty sock in the pillowcase to see if DeRosa would find it, and he did find it.
Oh, how long between the two of them?
The next week.
Oh, it was the next week, okay.
So that means they didn't even change the pillowcase.
Yeah, they don't. That's the thing, they don't. That's why I wear a t-shirt on my pillow.
And by the way, I know what I'm capable of as an employee. The least amount possible, the skimping on every corner, saying, fuck it, no one will ever know.
Yep.
So, of course, other people are...
Absolutely, man. Yeah. It's scary. You know where I did not wear a t-shirt on my pillow?
Where?
Well, a little place called the place I stayed before you did.
Old Bedford
City.
Before I
linked up with you.
Town.
Yes. Eye Infectionville.
The stuff downstairs wasn't that much better with the cum sheets.
Oh, dude, there was huge loads on that. They were like,
two solid ones.
We really don't want to buy a new comforter, so we're just going to leave these giant loads. Mm-hmm. It was like Peter North.
We noticed it separately. We noticed it separately.
He noticed it. It's impossible not to. It was like a fucking, it was like a bucket load. It was like someone had a horse in there and jerked it off on that comforter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was big, man.
By the way, as we're talking about stealing, can I just say this? I steal from companies, but even in that beautiful house we just stayed in, were any of those things I would love as memorabilia?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have dreamed of taking anything.
No. I mean, you skied with the Purple Heart.
I did.
And then everyone was saluting you as you were coming down.
Only on Saturdays.
No. Everybody saluted you. Every lift operator said, thank you for your service. It was unbelievable.
Dude, one time I was in D.C. airport flying somewhere, and it was right when I got back from travel, I think. And there was a convoy of fucking veterans. And some of them were like in wheelchairs. And they all had their different hats on, or different whatever service they did or wars they fought in. And everyone started applauding them. But I was going to my gate, and they were doing like slow. So I just imagined they were applauding for me for making it on time. For still not taking my shoes off and making it on time. Like, oh, thanks, everybody. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Oh, too kind. Too kind. No, I just got to get to my gate. outstanding. Okay, that's wonderful. Thanks.
Oh, please. By the way, where's the Snake River? Because I think
that's a river we passed.
But I saw a million signs that said Scenic Snake River thing, this.
Oh, maybe it snakes along here.
Yeah, maybe we're like, maybe it's just over that bend and we can't even see it. Oh. Okay, so you steal from corporations.
Okay, so you're going to get your sty done. I'm going to fix my boots.
Yes, and earlier, the day before, you wanted to get a helmet with MIPS.
You were like, get a helmet. We're here. You should get a helmet because you're going to be skiing however many more times renting a helmet.
Because you got boots. You might as well get a helmet. Those are the only two things.
I never had a problem with the rented helmets, but I get what you're saying. They're lighter.
You're going to get a sty in your eye.
And it does have MIPS.
Yeah. MIPS is a big thing.
The guy convinced me, and he was like, yeah, get one. And I was like, all right. But I was like, let's look somewhere else.
Yes. So we went. We finally found a beautiful helmet, which is the one that I own.
Yeah.
And no one there even knew what it was.
It had flaps that came down.
Yeah, no one knew what it was.
What was it? Who makes that helmet?
Smith. It was a code.
It has MIPS, right?
You gotta have MIPS.
Yeah.
Not sure what it does, but the old ones don't have MIPS.
It's all the new ones have the MIPS.
Yeah.
It has the fucking flap, so it's warm right there.
Yeah, but they didn't have one in your size, so the guy's like...
And it has
like,
a spin wheel in the back, too?
Yeah. The spin wheels...
They needed one in large.
Spin wheel's super gnar.
Yeah.
And so you said... Well, can you get one from another store?
They offer to get one tomorrow. They're like, we get it 8:30 or 9.
By the way, those are the biggest burnouts ever. Those dudes were total burnouts.
Dude, they spoke shreddy all the time.
The guy's car didn't even barely... I was like, dude, we got to get out of here. Did you see the guy who's parked next to us and his car wouldn't start? I was like, this guy's going to ask us for a jump.
Oh, no, I did not.
We got to get out of here.
Oh, that would have been fun. Utahville live. Way to live. Yeah. By the way, I like when those guys try to sell you stuff because they don't try to sell you. They just really try to talk enthusiastically about the stuff that they like.
Yeah, they're
like, bro. My friend had one of these. Oh, I remember this. And they go yell at their friend in the back, Tony, remember when Rodney skated with one of these? For like 2 weeks, right? Oh, cool.
He's like, bro, we just ripped the fucking, we just shred the insides out.
Yeah, we remember just rip all this shit out.
Rip all the fucking stuffing out. And then we just wear basically styrofoam on our head with plastic around it.
I'm like, does that protect you at all?
What? No, remember, so there were some times where you're like, does it feel, yeah, come to think of it, yeah, I'd rather just not do that. I was like, dude, why don't you just get a regular fucking helmet that works then? And then remember that coat? He's like, well, it's just blowing my mind, man. I've never even seen this helmet. No one can tell us how much
he
it costs.
He was like, what? And how much is it? He goes, oh, I don't know.
And then they asked a guy, a helmet that they have
he
in
goes,
the store.
I can go look it up online. He goes, well, it's this much on Amazon, so we're probably around that.
This guy's going off Amazon pricing for their own fucking place. Those dudes were so burned.
They were so burned. But I like the way they talked to us. Anyway, so we're like, yeah, all right.
You always do a move where you always pat people on the shoulder when you like, thanks. And the guy goes, it looks good on you. And you give him a pat. You thanks, dude.
Because I can see the sell on that. I can see the cell. I'm like, all right, thanks.
So they said they'll bring it at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm at the doctor. Wait, my prescription can't get filled till 9 a.m.
No problem, because that day we started at 10:30.
Yeah,
because
you're going.
Because my boot took a while. They refoamed it.
Yeah, and so then you go, hey, pick up my helmet and come back and get me. Well, classic burner style. I get there. They're like, oh, hey, bro, it's not going to be here till noon. My boss is bringing it.
Yeah.
And so I go, okay, well, he needs a helmet. So they're like, oh, just take this helmet and you can just bring it back.
Yeah. And so we'll ski over to that side, ski down, take a 30-minute break because it's right along the fucking lift.
Yes. So my intentions were pure. I go, well, my friend Ari needs some head protection. I'm going to get him a helmet, and we'll bring it back.
Because I'm already on the lift. I'm like, I'm about to go. There's nowhere to rent just a helmet here.
But this is the M. Night Shyamalan twist.
Yeah.
You fell in love with that helmet, that rental helmet.
I was like, it does feel good. It's the right size.
You loved it so much.
Spin wheel.
That you go, maybe we don't ski back.
I mean, if we don't have
over
to.
Over there. And pick up that new
Did
helmet.
Did you give them any information?
No, I gave them
well,
nothing.
Well, I mean, maybe we don't have
you know
to
what?
Ski back.
What if they recognized me, and you'll go back... They are charging you $4 a day for the next 20 years. Bro, it's $14,000 for your helmet.
So but it's like, whatever, we'll see if we're going to be over there. But it's like, nah. I kept thinking about it, too. It was like, yeah, maybe I'll get that helmet. But I was like, nah, I'm pretty sure I'm just going to keep this helmet. We're not even close to skiing over there.
But now you're skiing with a helmet with no MIPS.
I mean, that is the problem. But the dude, the way I shred... Nor wipes aren't really a problem for me. I never get sent.
It's true.
No, I did get sent.
You got hosed a few times,
dude. On that. Okay,
I did too.
Yeah, but I hit that one jump. I'm just hitting jumps, dude. But I was getting good,
dude. You did a ballsy move. You took like an 8-foot cliff off that log,
and you weren't gonna puss out.
And I was like, oh, what's on the other side of it? But you took it on accident.
Like,
no, first
we're good.
A while ago,
yeah,
didn't
I took
you?
It. I was like, we're going pretty fast in the woods. Like, I don't think I can stop it. It looks like somebody had passed it, so I'm like,
yeah,
it's gotta be okay.
But it's at least an 8 to 10 foot drop
for sure.
And so then I was like, fuck it. I'm glad I did it. I'm glad.
Yeah. We got there. You're like, hey, oh, I don't think we should go over there. So I was like, no, see ya. And I just went.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait,
whoa.
What? I had to talk to you into doing it.
You snowplowed in the air. You were snowplowing in the air.
Yeah.
I've never seen someone snowplow off a jump.
Pizza works everywhere. I'm telling you, I'm just pigeon toed.
I think it is, dude. You need some sort of
I
like
got
brace.
Some binding where it's like where it comes in.
I think you need
out.
Like braces.
Comes in, so I go out.
Like Forrest Gump on your legs.
Yeah, I had them as a kid. I broke them. I walked through them.
You broke your legs?
No, I broke the fucking braces that was supposed to straighten me
out.
Yeah,
because you were running from the bullies to get home. Just like Forrest.
Well, I didn't.
They just broke off.
I went too young. I broke them at like 3.
Okay, well, wait, where were. Oh, yeah. So the crashing and the jumps. Yeah, we got a little reckless towards
better.
The end.
I was getting good. I was feeling good in the woods, in tight. I was feeling good going into anything.
Oh, there's a rest area that we could have pulled over and urinated in a toilet.
Could have held it.
I will say this, that I was worried that at sometimes you were going to be like, I don't want to follow you there. Because even when we were at Alta yesterday, we were taking those catwalks.
Yeah.
But they were single track catwalk
to a huge bowl.
But it's fun because you go around this catwalk and you keep stopping and looking over the edge. There's trees or there's a cliff. And you look over. You're like, could I do this? You're like, nah, that's too mogul-y. And then you just keep going. But at some point, one of the two of us go,
you
I want to do this.
In. Yeah,
and you're like, wait, you want to or you wouldn't mind? Because like, this seems like one I would for sure pass up. And then you're like, we can do it. Come on. We can do this. Look, this soft.
Yeah.
It's pow. And you're like, I don't know.
It's nar pow.
And then it's like,
if you hear nar pow,
you
got to jump in.
By the end, I was just like, you got me so confident on double blacks that I was like, I can do it. I might go slow, but I can do it.
We were looking for triple blacks.
They didn't have it.
We had to do hella skiing. That's what we got to do next. We did go out of bounds that once, and it was avalanche area.
That was exhilarating.
And that
I've never
was like,
gone out of bounds before.
And also, the way that shit was set up, you could see how an avalanche, you know, how it just breaks away and the whole thing just goes. And we were skiing over the top of it.
And that's what we think of skiing into the ravine?
Yeah.
Into straight avalanche territory.
Yep.
Which we would have had to hike up out.
We didn't know, but
we for sure
hitchhiking is very common there. People ski down to the road. We probably would have made it to the road at
some
point.
Yeah, if there's any mass murderers, if you want to get really kill anybody, just get some used skis and just sort of stay on the side of the road. People will pick you up.
Everyone, the dude we were with on the lift was like, oh, yeah, I pick up. This is the only place I pick up hitchhikers. So it really is an untapped market for a serial killer. You don't have to ski. Just wear the boots.
Just have the skis. And honestly, once you've killed the first person, they probably have skis of their own with
them.
Dude,
you know what?
That's two skis. You can have a friend.
The scene in the movie is a guy, some burnout, picks up a dude with skis, and they're talking, and then he glances down, and he sees the guy's wearing, like, nice dress shoes. And no boots, but he just has skis on.
What
and he just talked about skiing some gnar pow.
Yeah. And this turned out to be a poser?
This guy's a serial killer.
Fuck that. You're not from around here.
Who's going to kill this guy.
Yeah.
But
does he see? And then what does he do?
But he doesn't want to let up that he knows that some shit's about to go down.
So he just gets killed?
No. So he tries to do something to escape. The guy ends up tracking him. Then it becomes... like a hunt. Then that guy ends up hunting the serial killer.
Can I make a suggestion for the move to get free?
Absolutely.
Spin to your left while he goes, oh, hey, no, in the glove compartment is something. And he goes to get glove compartment. You know, he's like, oh, I've got a picture of my family, you know. And then you think it's going to be like maybe he's going to reach for a gun or something. You don't know. Maybe the crowd will be in suspense.
Yeah.
And then he sort of jumps up with his right hand that he's reaching. He
pulls
reaches
the door.
For the door and then spins with his left, sends the guy out.
Yeah.
But then the guy sees his like license, something must falls out maybe.
Do you know, it. I have
so that's how he tracks him.
I have an alternative to that too. What if the guy's like, I'm going to push the cigarette lighter in because I smoke and then I'm going to burn him in the neck, but then he realizes he's driving in a car that doesn't have a cigarette lighter anymore and if he had one, it would have saved his life and he ends up dying. And then they sue Chevy. His family sued Chevy because if it would have had a cigarette lighter, it would have worked.
I like how, by the way, with alternate explanations, when you were like looking at stuff on the lift and you're like, we can go down there. Look, it's just a short clip, jump off that cliff. I'm like, no, there's no tracks there. And he goes, yeah, that's because those people don't have our ability. They don't realize how easy it'd be. And I'm like, or can I offer one possible alternative explanation? And you're like, no.
I don't
Mine
know.
Is possible.
Yes, I'm like, not.
But can I just offer another possibility?
I'm not open to other possibilities.
But it might also be that it's an unskiable area. And it's super dangerous, and that's why nobody's going on. Is that impossible?
No, it's not. Everything's skiable. But those were some serious shoots. And if we had gone there when there was pow, we would have made it down. But then it turned icy.
Dude, can you imagine if I was doing what I was at the end? Making jumps, doing boxes, going through woods, going through ice. If I could do that with the technique of a Steve Renazzisi.
Of ski slalom Zizi? Ski slalom Zizi? Yeah, no, I mean, dude, you'd be unstoppable.
No,
I mean, you wouldn't be here. You'd be in South Korea competing for gold.
Well, no, I'd be like celebrating right now because of the gold I already won.
Gold.
Yeah.
So many. You would have back problems.
I'd be like, you guys go ahead. I'm going to stay for a while longer. I can afford a hotel now with all the fucking sponsorships I'm getting. Wheaties! Mainline that heroin! Wheaties!
Yes, it would be mind-boggling. I don't even want to picture you with his technique and your speed combined.
Yeah, it's like a mini Grand Canyon.
It's unstoppable.
That. That's a Snake River.
Oh,
that's
this is
a Snake River.
River. This
it's
is
like a Grand
Snake
Canyon.
River. Oh, look it over there. Oh, I've been seeing this sort of cut through the land.
Oh, my gosh.
River. By the way, not that big of a river.
No, it's more the snake part. It's a Grand Canyon. It's like a little Grand Canyon.
Yeah, I think the twisting and turning of it is really
the selling point because it's not. It's more of a creek.
Oh, I am
Snake Creek.
Yeah,
I'm glad we drove.
Oh yeah, this was nice and flying for sure. Fuck airplanes, man.
By the way, we got to be there an hour early. It's going to take us an hour. It's only going to cost us like an hour and a half longer to drive than it would to fly.
Do we have time to kayak through the Snake River? Oh, you're right. And we can stop anywhere. And no security. Yeah.
We haven't stopped anywhere, but...
Right to the hotel.
We could stop somewhere.
Look at those little train tracks.
Holy shit, wooden?
Wow. Dude. Oh, no, that's not train tracks. It's for water.
Oh, fuck. Dude, I should have pissed in the water supply.
Yep. You're thinking what I'm thinking.
You could have taken it. You could have had some blood in your stool in there.
What the fuck? Why is there a bridge to take the water?
Oh, that's irrigation.
Oh.
It's probably for irrigation.
This
for
is gorgeous
animals.
Out here.
It's beautiful. If anyone lives in Idaho that's listening to this podcast, you're living in a great state. I wouldn't want to live here, but I like driving through it.
Yeah, it smells clean.
What, the smell of cow shit's gone?
Dude, I need to get to the mountains sometimes with New York. It gets so overwhelming with city life that I just like...
Do you ever go up to the Catskills?
No.
Never?
Nobody has cars there. None of us have cars.
Oh, well, yeah, that is
a
problem.
We have to like, go rent a car somewhere. I mean,
can't you take a train?
No, we can do it. So, yeah, maybe. But then it's like then when you get there, you're like, I don't know. Nobody does it. I don't know why we don't do it.
What about a city car? Can't you rent them?
Zip car? Yeah, I guess you could do that. Yeah, I guess we could. Maybe we just never did it for, I don't know why.
Because it's a pain in the ass to get out.
It costs so much more to rent a car in New York. Yeah, there's that too.
I couldn't do it, man.
Go to the Catskills for a day.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't live.
Yeah, but when I get up in here, it feels so good.
Because you know why? You're feeling like you're supposed to be feeling, which is we're supposed to live off the land. We're supposed to be in touch with nature. We're so far removed from that. That's why everyone's pissy. Everyone's depressed. Everyone's fucking getting crazy. You got to get back to nature, man. You can't ignore what it gives you.
What does it give you?
It's like it makes you...
It cleanses you.
It does. It cleanses your soul, man.
I heard some story at NPR. It makes it legit. About how just the NPR. If you see
wait,
a tree,
was Garrison Keillor saying
with
this?
With their eyes, it does something to help. Like they saw city kids get worse eyesight, and it's not because they're in front of a computer; it's because they're not outside focusing on things far
away.
Are
you fucking serious?
Yeah, and wow. So they say just either they did more studies on it. They said like, even seeing a tree or touching a tree does something to you. I don't know what it was, but something good. And then they said that's why even maybe wallpaper of like the wilderness or something. But yeah, if you can get out there.
Oh, my bedroom has that wallpaper.
Really?
It's a forest. It's like a real
to make you
it's
feel
a real
like
picture.
They should have scratch and sniff.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And keep it really real. If you like if it's the Pasadena woods, you get like Mexicans passing by you with speakers.
Spray painting the side of a rock. Yeah,
but
no,
Joe loves Dino.
Oh, what is that fucking thing? It's a wine bottle pouring into a glass just sitting on top of a mountain.
What the fuck?
It's a giant
eyeball with a
one.
Fucking one eye. Third
I don't
eye?
Know. Dude, we've lost our connection with nature, and that's why we're all sick and dying and depressed.
Yeah, well, it was nice getting out there. Favorite, I don't know, what, favorite, like, things of the ski? The snow was so nice and soft.
Dude,
I've never skied on soft snow like that.
If you haven't skied Utah powder, I describe it like this. It's like a squirter is skiing in front of you, just spraying you in the face the whole time. Like, just
Dude, I took
beautiful.
My goggles off and you sprayed me in the face.
Oh, shit. There's the river, dude.
What?
That thing's big now. Oh, and there's a train that goes along it. Oh, shit. There's crop circles down there. I think there were crop circles.
Oh, shit. That's gorgeous.
Spraying in the face.
Three
the
Island
whole...
Crossing State Park and Oregon Trail Interpretive Center.
Oregon Trail, like the game?
Dude, if we did this in the summertime and had a day off,
we should have planned out more.
Yeah, well,
we did do a lot of stuff.
Six out of 7 days.
Yeah.
I don't know. That suit did not hold up great.
I didn't want to be the one to say it.
It was fun, though. I don't know if it cost very much. But my fourth day, it just started tearing.
Wait, what about
there.
Your first day when you bent over?
No, that was my fourth day because I took it with Ren and Zizi and then in the bail trip with the
also
the storytelling shows.
2 days ago, you racked, and when you got up, the whole side had ripped in half.
It started with just my crotch. I bent over to get my skis, crotch ripped. I was like, fuck, I know that sound. My girlfriend sewed them up. I was like, okay, we're good. Then along the leg broke. Then up the ass broke. She was sewing stuff every morning. Then I started sewing stuff.
Dude, you would sew on the way to
to the ski resort.
Just my knee.
You would sew at night. When I saw you the other night, it was 3:45. I woke up, and you had just got done sewing,
at
and 3:30. You were going to bed.
Because the whole side ripped open. Dude, I took a fucking header.
Well, there's an island out in the Snake River there.
That's Island in the Sun. That's what they were singing
about. Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's not Snake Island?
Nope.
Okay.
No, Snake Island's in the sun. Island in the sun. That is what we are.
Yes. I'm familiar with the tune.
The sewing.
Okay.
You're a seamstress
you
now,
said,
by the
stop
way.
Stop taking jumps at the end. I was like, I'm hitting that jump, or I'm trying the other jump, but I missed it because somebody had fallen down. We were talking about how don't try crazy shit at the end of the day.
Yes.
We've been skiing for 8.5 hours.
Yeah.
I took the first jump in the middle, which looked doable. The second one that was harder, I took a fucking header. My ski did not move when it came down. It came off. I kept going. I landed okay, and then suddenly I fell over. I didn't know why. That ski stopped and dislodged.
You were sliding on your boot. The whole way.
And then down and over. And I was like, oh, that's a tough one. Went and got my ski. And then I was like, oh, shit. I gashed this whole side open.
Did you feel a breeze?
I felt a breeze. It went all the way through to the skin.
Dude, it was.
It went all the way through to the skin.
I don't know how that thing.
Through
I don't know
padding,
what it's made out of.
It opened on the inside and the outside.
But the outside's made of tissue paper, right?
It was waterproof tissue paper.
It ripped.
Oh
hard.
My gosh. I had to sew it up. Okay, first I had to sew the elastic to the belt line. Then I had to sew the seam to the elastic. And then I did it and opened it up. And I realized the inside padding was all broken too, so the padding could come out. So the lining on the inside was all broken.
Oh, man.
So then I had to, on the way, the next day, sew that up. And it's just, these are just Frankenstein stitches at this point. There's no trying to hide it anymore.
Dude,
the fucking button on my lapel, that was tearing off.
That suit has been... there's 80% sewing from you now and 20% from the factory.
From Indonesia? You could say made in America now?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. It was made in Israel. Definitely.
Dude, it was like, and then the zipper ties, they start coming off when I was still with the first 2 days.
What?
Yeah. My girlfriend's like, hey, you dropped
it. Was this
like,
a prototype?
I don't know.
Because there's no way that.
It got me so many compliments. It's so fucking cool.
Yeah. It really did. It really was not
a
single hater.
I thought, okay, the croc stitching may be off, but it's like everything's going.
Yeah. And I tell you what.
Not one hater. Everybody loved it.
It was a godsend for finding you.
Kids say, like, it looks like a dinosaur.
I could find you anywhere.
Right? Through trees?
It was so easy.
I love the beacon. I love being a beacon to be like, people will get to you. I wish you could have gotten a little brighter. Yellow was good.
I know. If I had known, I would have gotten another suit. We'd have been the weird... brothers on the
hill. On this trip, I took it 3 days with Renazisi and Sal and Sean Patton and them.
Yeah.
And then lasted fine. Talk of the town, especially with Sal's pink gloves.
By the way, those were awesome.
Those were awesome.
Don't know what those are, if you're
freaky
young.
Freezies.
Yeah, as kids in the 80s, we all had the gloves that had a design that showed up when it got too cold.
Yeah. And guess what? Somebody realized... bought the rights to the name Freaky Freezies.
Yeah.
And they're selling them only to adults. Fuck children.
I like their
they're
style.
They're only for throwback.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sal got us out the
when
whole
when you're older
one.
Kids, you can have these gloves. They're super cool.
Mine, a skier appears. They're pretty good. And they're pink and they match. Dude, so good. But then, so I packed them for the next time where I was going Vail first 3 days, Utah 6 days, Whistler, and then somewhere Jasper or wherever it is after my Edmonton shows.
And now you need a real jacket.
Well, yeah. Now what am I going to do? It's not going to last me the whole time.
Somebody,
for 3 days, I didn't mind. But
do
now
you want
I'm
to give
really
your address
gone.
Out and see if somebody has the skills to break into your apartment and mail it to you?
I might call Christine, I guess, to mail me my stuff. She has my keys.
Yeah, I would.
I could do that, really, because this is not going to last at this point.
Dude, especially going up to BC.
I still got three to seven more ski days.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, dude, you were hanging.
But they
on
got to ship to Vancouver. That's gonna cost a shitload.
You were hanging on a thread.
I was. Luckily, that was the last run. I took the last run down, exposed to the skin on my side.
Yes,
I can't risk that again.
And it was cold as shit. That and it was night. It
was
14
that day. Yeah, I looked at a ski jacket, and it was like, I was like, maybe I'll just get it like $235 after it's been
30%
off.
You can get cheaper ones though, dude. It's the end of the season, so
I know.
Everyone's fleeting everything out.
So then it went down to $230.
No, no. We were also looking at... That was bullshit.
That was in a ski shop.
Yeah. You got to go somewhere else.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Especially in Canada, dude.
Yeah, I could just go in downtown Vancouver and get something.
Yeah. And I guarantee you get something for like $80 that's good.
Yeah.
Because you're going to need ski pants now.
But I love the brightness. It was so fun.
It really was.
I mean, I was having so much fun with it. I was getting smiles all day. The lifties were giving me nubs.
Yeah.
Oh.
The chick with the one dead tooth.
Oh, she loved it. Can we switch? No, Haley, we can't.
She started taking her top off.
Pretty much. She's like, let's do this. Let's do this switch.
Oh, she was hot. She was just like a hot, grubby, fucking local lift chair chick.
I can show you the cool spots to make
out. Yeah, it's like that tooth is either dead from poor dental care or crystal meth. One of the two. It's not both. And you're just like, I don't care. Like, she's... You're like,
she's hot. She's ski lift hot for sure.
Yeah. She's like one of those chicks who probably can't.
I was into it.
There's not a lot of STDs she can get because it's almost like growing up on the streets of India. Like, there's so much.
They're so immune.
In those ski areas, there's so many STDs that she probably has an immunity to it.
Yeah.
I was instantly in love. I was like, I could marry this girl right now. It was probably the best skiing. I've done a lot of skiing. This is probably the best.
It was the best. I'm glad we took the day off. I'm glad Enterprise closed at midnight so I could, the next day, we had to take the next day off because it took so long. Because honestly, 3 days on, 1 day off, 3 days on, 1 day off, 3 days on. By the end, it was like every run, I would get rejuvenated on the lift, and by the end of every run, like every muscle was dead.
Yeah. Yeah. My knee right now, my last run, well, second to last. I tweaked my knee.
When you planted along the side of that jump?
Yeah, now I can't put weight on it. And so that's an issue. But
I was still excited by the end, too. I'd be like, oh, I'm so tired. My arm from Eddie Catwalk. I was like, they're dead. I would just be like, I'm going 1 mile an hour. I don't care. I'm not pushing off anymore. But then I'd hit some powder that was like untouched.
Yeah.
Some fresh pow. And I was like, dude, this is too fucking gnar to pass up.
You got
to
do it.
Yeah. So you just like, oh, and you get excited again. You're like, yeah. And then your energy just goes completely. I'm spent.
Yeah, my body is taking a real toll. Like, if we had just cruised.
Yeah.
You know? If you had Steve's technique and, like, I think it would have been less of a toll on your body because he just naturally flows with the contour of the hill.
Steve is one with the snow.
Yeah. Then I think it would have been a different story, to be perfectly honest with you.
Like, I mean, honestly, those tipsy elfies will probably blame that. Can probably blame if you had technique of Steve, you could probably be fine.
I say that there's a little footnote at the end of when you buy it. It says, "Will not tear with the."
I think I just got a faulty one because the other guy I met that had one that recommended it. This guy recommended it online. I was like, "Hey, what's good stuff?" They recommended it. They sent me free shit. I'm not complaining. It was fucking great.
Yeah,
but this dude was like, I was the one who like tagged them and got them with you. I was like, oh, cool. He goes, you know, I went to JDS too, to your high school. I was like, what?
Really?
Yeah. He graduated from my high school, didn't notice, and then I ran into him in Vail wearing that same suit.
Shut up.
I was like, dude, you're like my twin, because I was hearing all over, like, dude, there's another one of you that's around here.
No way.
Yeah, but they were like, you wear it better. I'm like, how would you know?
What if this is like a single white female, but it's like a single white Jew?
Yeah.
And he's just stalking you.
Oh, I saw a good movie about that.
Take your identity. What was it? Single white female?
Mm-hmm. A woman with Ashley, whatever her name is, from Parks and Rec.
Ashley. Oh, was that the new indie one where...
Ingrid Goes West.
Yes.
It was good.
Stalking her.
It was good.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I saw it on a plane. I liked it.
You know what that is?
It made me think about stuff.
The other thing I was going to say this 2 weeks that I've been on the road.
Yeah.
No TV and really no internet. And that's one of the best parts of this whole thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Decompressing from all that shit?
And just like you have something to do during the day. At night, you're tired. We just cook.
We start leaving the phone in the car. Why take them with us? They're not going to work for anything we want.
I watch you make a fire for 40 minutes.
The first day with the starter log.
After we eat. And we sit in front of the fire like an old couple.
Yeah, drink some fucking... That lady gave us Basil Hayden's. She gave us whiskey, too.
That was amazing.
She was really cool. She made the fucking trip better.
That was amazing.
I want to do more fun shit. That's why I did that storytelling show slash...
Well, dude, your fans get some really cool... Where are you going? Oh, Your fans get some cool shit. We both got a big old doobie apiece after the end of the show.
That little Mexican guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I don't want to say his name because I don't want to link him to the weed.
But to the crime.
Give him a shout out on the Danish and O'Neill podcast.
Okay.
Without the weed mentioning.
Do they have to do the math homework if they really want to like find him out?
Yeah. To
deport him.
Put the pieces together.
Yeah. Front row, that guy.
Yeah, I did crowd work on him the whole time. I had no idea.
Never tried to be too funny.
No.
Laughed when you made fun of him.
And he's like, he loved it. Every minute of it. And I was like, dude, that's great. Sometimes you feel bad when you see him in person. You go, oh, shit. I was going real hard on you. And then I was like, but he's like, no, dude. It was like a treat. So that was nice. But, yeah, the being unplugged was great.
Yeah, yeah. You got to do it sometimes. I want to do it for like a day maybe, like a day a week, just take off. Like, start that like I do with a Sweets Wednesday. No Sweets Wednesday. Just, like, don't touch your phone or anything one day a week. Would that work? I'm trying to look for ways.
Of course it will work. I mean, anything will work if you implement it.
Yeah.
Like, also,
no matter what on Wednesdays, you can't reach me.
I think this has pushed me further to getting off the grid.
Maybe Tuesdays. No,
like, really getting off that grid.
Really?
Yeah.
What about flip phone?
I just might go straight off the grid.
Oh, really?
I just have a farewell party for my all friends.
Oh, and then just go to the woods, you mean?
And just be like, all right. Peace out. No, but then have my fiance like give him messages and stuff, handwritten letters,
drop notes like the end of Breaking Bad.
Yeah. Drop little notes.
Get
here
your
and
news
there
somehow.
Yeah, say, you know, he'll be like the dude who brings him food every week.
I
in that
see
fucking
it, dude.
Cabin.
I see the joy of it for sure.
Yeah, I was thinking if you just had enough money to live and you could just fucking ski, bang those lift chicks. And just
cook steaks on a fucking old
on a grill.
I like that smoker grill too. Dude, that might have been my favorite Airbnb I've ever stayed at.
I
stayed at a lot of good ones too.
It was like you were peeking into somebody's life.
It was a museum.
And it was everything was exactly the way that dude left
untouched.
When he died.
Like a couple things that he started, like he got him a computer. You know, but you could tell that like he got his dad his computer like 25 years ago.
Yeah.
20 years ago.
Yes. Yeah. So
that was the one.
Desktop.
Yeah.
And there were still half full bottles of scotch that were like 20 years old down there.
Yeah. We put the half the Basil Hayden's in the collection.
The dude was a little obsessed with World War II and ships. I get it. You were blown up in one, but like every picture on the wall, and there was a lot of pictures, was a fucking
ship. He was in the engine room.
Yeah.
He got blown up, broke his back. They didn't know he broke his back until later.
It was years later, right?
Years later. So that means he had the Purple Heart, went to the hospital, to a medical hospital.
Yeah.
This fucking hero.
Well, according to you, maybe not.
No, but engine room
What was
people,
he doing in
no,
the sea?
The engine room
What
people,
was he doing in the sea, Ari?
I mean,
the indigenous sea people, they were just
no,
taking
Japan's
advantage
okay.
of
okay. Japan fucking bombed us.
I know.
They attacked.
They drew first
blood.
That
one I get. They drew first blood. A real, not a made up one.
Yeah. And so then that guy, I wonder if he ever got his revenge. On like a Japanese guy.
Maybe.
Like later in life. Just
I bet he had a Japanese girlfriend and didn't treat her that well. Normally he like paid for everybody for dates, but for her, he went Dutch.
Could be. I don't think that's what happened.
You know, and he goes, now we're even for all my brothers. that had watery graves.
Your uncle or some relative.
Their fathers and mothers never got to say goodbye. Never even got to see the body.
And you're paying half for this bread pudding.
Yeah.
And we're you didn't even have Stevens. Any of it.
Well, we're going straight down the middle. I know I got a Coke and you didn't. Straight down the middle. You got the soup. It's close. It's close to both of those.
Yeah, you had options. You could have done a 50-50.
Oh, gorgeous mountains.
That would have been... I don't think he had a jab. I don't think he ever got his
Dude,
revenge.
I hope you get the headline back there at Salt Lake City at that Wise Guys.
I hope so, too. I'll put a call in this
That's
week.
That's a fun crowd.
That's a great, great staff.
Great staff.
Owner. And
yeah,
the
Keith's
crowds
cool.
were awesome.
Yeah. I really think it's because they're so starved for shit because of all the Mormon influx.
Yeah, dude. There was a lot.
It's on everything. It really reminded me of those like Shanghai and Beijing and fucking...
Oh, I forgot we even went into the Mormon fucking brainwashing center.
Oh, yeah.
That former hotel turned into pure brainwash facility where we met Barbara. Told us her life story.
Yeah, we're like, all right, well, thanks a lot, Barbara.
It was creepy.
This was built in 1930.
I think
oh,
it was
great. Cool.
1911.
Oh, awesome. All right, we'll see you later. Oh, but have you gone to the chapel yet?
Yeah, then she got us in there. That's when the brainwashing really... Also, we were warned that when we walk on the campus of that Mormon church,
yeah,
that there were going to be hot chicks trying to recruit us.
Well, we saw what they consider hot chicks on the campus.
Turns out,
let's just say we're not in danger of being recruited.
If you've lived any point in your whole life in LA or New York, you are in no danger of being recruited by those hot chicks. This might work on you, Utahans, but we've built up a tolerance, you see.
We're impervious to your sexual recruiting. We saw them. They smiled at
us. How are you? We're like, good?
Yeah, well, I think
and
it's
like, were those
the look on our face. We're like, oh, if we're going to be recruited, if we're going to go down this road, it's not going to be with you two.
It looked like the chicks Hemingway lost his virginity to.
It looks like the chicks Hemingway used to box.
It was cool, though. The view was awesome.
Yes.
In the hotel, we saw some fucking a wedding going on.
We should have got, after looking
beautiful
at
banyan
the inside.
Trees or some kind of trees.
I think, yeah. Didn't she say? Barbara said that they were.
She said they were, but then she goes, no, I just heard of them.
Oh. Barbara was a missionary.
For sure.
Who had been there for like 80 years.
We went looking for Space Jesus. Could not find it.
No. We'd heard the rumors of it. But we did go into a lot of different rooms. And then there was an observation deck that we took, which was odd because it wasn't really an observation deck. It was just a window.
The windows
that you
could on the
go
side.
Walk
the side,
up
yeah.
and look. And they were pointing out, oh, there's the, there's not a whole lot to see.
Uh-uh. Oh, there's that street we turned down. Remember last Tuesday we turned left? We should have turned right? That's that one.
It was a fucking. But it was creepy.
It looks so much different from on top. I see how you should have gone right.
I wanted to make zero eye contact with anybody there because every time I looked at somebody, I felt like they were getting ready to sell me.
Convert you.
Yeah.
Yep, for sure. It felt like that was about to happen.
And their picture of Jesus, he's like a fucking 25-year-old surfer dude.
Yeah, I like their rendition of Jesus.
And even
he's way cooler.
Do you remember the photo or the painting where the women were walking up giving their daughters to Jesus to have sex with
uh-huh.
or something?
So you want, and the
was
other
it?
Guy,
was
he said, yeah, and the husband was like, oh.
Oh, he's like, I was going to have sex with her. He was real pissed.
He was real pissed. Jesus was like, I'll take that, not that. Yes, I'll take
this
that.
This one's a good one. This one sucked my dick here.
Yeah.
It was scary. It was like Scientology light.
Yeah, it really was. It really had the cultish feel. But with more of a Jesus base.
Yeah. It was like diet Scientology.
Their Jesus was really a lot like the Jesus from Walking Dead.
Yeah, the guy that plays Jesus.
Yeah, younger.
Yeah.
Like Jesus in his prime when he made his legend.
Like shredded, more shredded than people probably were in that time period.
Uh-huh.
Like they didn't have P90X. And
yeah,
this
they
dude
were emaciated,
like he
but
was,
not shredded.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You could see every bone or every muscle because of lack of, because they were only eating
meals.
Bread.
Can you put the top back on this?
Dude, this thing is still fucking scalding hot.
Still scalding hot. Put the top back on so it stays hot.
Oh, my God. So it stays hot?
Yeah.
How are you even drinking? By the way, it takes you 3 days to drink one of these.
Not sure. I fill it up with hot water. Little known trick, everybody. If you bring your own water bottle, you go into any of the stations and just say, can I have hot water? And if you got ginger or cinnamon sticks or both, or even some tea bags that you've left in there all day, you just get a new drink for yourself.
Dude, that thing is a concoction for sure.
All that ginger in there.
Oh, right. My God. What is this, a school bus?
Oregon Trail Road. Yeah, it's a school bus.
What does it say on the back?
It says Tiger Power. Your eyes are terrible, huh?
Yeah. I'm not.
You're wearing
Dude, it's
glasses.
The sty.
You're
it ruined
glasses.
My vision. Go.
All the way to state, sorry. No, I can't.
I wonder what sport that is. I will guarantee you that there are football. No black people on that bus, whatever sport it is.
Oh, it can't be football. It's basketball right now.
Yeah, it's probably basketball then. Still,
oh,
I bet
you
there's
Idaho?
No black players on there.
Yeah.
This is a very white area.
Yeah.
Even in that, did you see one black person at the club?
Dude, Utah, Salt Lake City in particular, is white and so druggy.
Yes.
But white. So white.
There's a huge.
Dude, between that and the fucking, the rich people at those resorts, like Park City.
Yeah.
It's just so fucking white.
It is. I love
the little Latina, and that Latino is like Spaniard or Argentinian or Chilean.
Yeah, yeah. There's no pure Mexican in there.
Uh-uh.
But it was interesting, since they have such a pill epidemic, the slogans they would come up with, pills kill.
No, it said something better than
pill,
that.
A pill will kill.
Something like that.
Some sort of rhyme. Everything was rhymey.
Yeah.
I was like, you really think, before I put this in, that the slogan's going to be in my head?
Back in their heads.
I was like, oh, fuck, pill, kill.
If you want to be cool, helmets are the rule.
Yeah, it was that sort of shit.
I can't believe people still grow up without helmets.
I saw two people only.
Dude, we saw some people fucking shred it. We booked it. They were booking it over fucking jumps so goddamn hard.
Yeah, yeah. Those dudes are jumping off the edges of shit that were flying down. There's, you know, some dudes you go, fuck, man.
You know what I really like doing with you? Was taking those wind down runs at the end. Just pure slalom, just like kind of bombing it, but not even fully. Just really like having it, like getting down.
No,
in
sometimes it's nice.
Middle
to do
of the up path, you know?
Yeah. Because we'd been doing so much
shredding
other shit. It's such a workout that's nice to take a casual cruise.
Yeah.
Maybe
and
get
you forget
some speed.
Those are fun too.
Yeah. Get some speed going.
Yeah.
I like a pure bomb.
You do like a pure bomb.
I love me some bombing.
Yeah.
The problem is there's a lot of riffraff on that hill. And by riffraff, I mean people that are just trying
Anyone
to have a good time but are in my way and taking the whole fucking mountain
taking
to slalom.
A slightly wider turn. The same kind of turn that you take on the fucking ravines, blocking other people's way. They're doing that to you, but it's wrong when they do it to you.
Exactly. You know exactly the kind of person I'm talking about.
Riffraff.
And I cannot turn at the speeds that I'm going, which are probably above the speed limits that you should be going at that place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There are a lot of signs posted that say stay in control.
I had one person at Park City when you're trying to get over through the the eating area and then down.
Yeah.
You had to like work up some speed, so I did, and the guy was like, slow down. I was like, yeah, I gave him the nod, and he kept going like, slow down. One of the people, I was like, yeah, and he like, slow down. I'm like, I gotta make it all the way. Those catwalks suck on your arms.
Yes.
They hurt so bad after a while.
My wrists are fucking hurt, killing me. Well,
yeah, my point was, I hope you have you back there at Wise Guys.
I hope so too.
They
hopefully this summer,
there.
Maybe.
Hopefully,
it'll be good. I had great shows with Steve. Great shows with you.
You didn't hear that
fun.
One lady in the very first show?
No, what was it?
On the Thursday show. Travis said he heard it.
What'd she say?
Oh, this guy again?
Yeah. People must go there fucking every week.
So. I guess so. I thought it'd be a good idea to go back to back. Who goes back to back weeks?
Yeah. No, that would be ideal. Like, nobody's ever gone back to back. It'd be like having the same headliner back. It's like this fucking guy.
There's a club in Winnipeg that has headliners 2 weeks in a row because like no one goes 2 weeks in a row.
Oh.
So like let's just have the same guy and like save money on flights.
Yeah.
Put him in a condo.
Especially, I love any place in the winter. You get a good crowd in the winter.
Yeah, you really do.
There's nothing to do in the winter. Like, you can't go skiing all the time. And most of those people there don't ski, just like anybody that has, like, something unique to them. They usually are like, yeah, I don't go there anymore.
Or not every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well. Ari, I want to thank you for bringing me on this trip.
Hey, no problem. It's been fun. It was nice to ski with you. You're a little out of my league, too, so I was like, it made me get better.
Yeah, but now you're totally fine. Like, you can ski it. You skied everything. There wasn't anything. You went looking for... There was a chute at the end where you go, oh, fuck, I missed that. I should have gone down that.
Yeah, I know.
A narrow
jump chute, and then, but it was all fresh. That was all POW. Untouched.
Gnar. Super
It
gnar.
Got nuked and fucking left untouched.
Yeah.
I might have got sent, but I wouldn't have. I would have gnarred it, POW'd.
Dude, this new lingo that we picked up
it was
really
dank. It was dank, and I could have made it, too.
Yep.
I could have fucking made it.
Fucking... You might have started an AV, though, so who knows?
Yeah. Oh, it was fun. I had a good time. I was feeling the vibes of the mountain at the end, too, talking to other people and just be like, yeah, just chilling on the fucking lifts. And just like, as you pass people, what are you guys looking at?
We
Is he going to make
some
that jump?
Good combos.
Oh, I'll wait till he comes down. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The lifts are a fun place.
We were yelling off the lifts, too. And people, in that terrain park that you went, that we would go over. And
was
like,
I with you or my girlfriend when I asked? I guess somebody else. Or was I with you? When I was like, do you mind if we get high on this lift with you?
Yeah, it wasn't me.
Oh, okay.
Because you and I usually just ride solo for the most part.
Yeah, we got a lot of solo rides.
Oh, do you remember you found that spot in the woods to get high?
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, oh, this is deserted. And the next thing you know, 30 people just go
mostly
by.
Children.
Yeah,
passing
like,
by
what
us.
The
I never
fuck?
Feel like more of a degenerate. Like, oh, this is the wrong place, dude. Oh, we're totally exposed here. This is way wrong. I was way off. I feel bad right now.
Yeah. But, yeah, man, overall, we couldn't have asked for the timing was unbelievable with the storm that rolled in.
It hadn't snowed all the whole year, barely anything. They're like, you're going to hate it. I'm like, I'm not going to hate it. I'll still enjoy it. It just won't be quite as good as it should have been.
Let's make sure we're on the road.
It was great.
It was.
Are we?
40 more miles, yeah.
All right, not bad. Yeah. Yeah, it was great. I'm glad we could do it. And you killed. The shows were great.
All around, man. It was a good way. And it was my birthday that weekend before when I was with...
with Ren Azizi? With
Ski Slala Azizi?
Shredding our powdery... I don't know. Can't think of it. I got one good one.
Yeah, it's hard to remember those.
Shred Technique-y.
Yeah, Shred Technique-y.
Yeah.
Scree.
Skis, Shred Technique-y.
Sticky. I don't know. Whatever.
Every once in a while, you'll see somebody put some art into it or something. If any of the Photoshoppers want a photo show of a great, like, fucking Ren Azizi pure technique, it's all about technique. Maybe I could do this.
Put his head on, who's that?
Motivational posters with skiing. Like, it's you just keep your technique down, you can accomplish anything.
And it's like Ren Azizi's head on Lindsey Vonn's body. Just shredding the gnar. That would be great.
All right. Well, listen to your podcast, the Danish and O'Neill podcast.
You can follow us on Twitter at Danish and O'Neill. You can follow me, Ryan O'Neill, on Instagram at my new Instagram handle.
What's that?
It's at Ryan O'Neill Comedy.
At Ryan, it was Ryan O'Neill. Oh, for sure, Ryan O'Neill was taken.
Yeah. O'Neill is O-N-E-I-L-L. So at, I just got on there.
They know how to do at. I think they know how the at part.
Yeah, the at part.
That's just one button.
And then it's Ryan O'Neill Comedy.
Yeah.
I just got on there.
Congratulations.
I'm going to be posting more shit.
Oh, you're about to waste so much more of your time. You really can't get out. This is what, like, when Madrigal told me about Angry Birds, him and his fucking jerk him and jerk his wife.
Yeah.
When they were like, oh, you got to get on Angry Birds. It's amazing. And I went on there, and then I saw them a month later, like, I haven't slept. You fucking dicks.
I know,
you know,
dude,
full well what was going to happen to me, and you still told me to do it?
I had it on my Roku. Finally, I just said, enough's enough, dude. You can't do this anymore. Oh. And then I got...
You
got
to delete it. You got to get rid of it, but you'll get it back.
But no, then I got a porn. You can go in and get porn on your Roku, a porn app.
Yeah.
And it's just like a burning cigarette. You just see the smoke. That's the app sign on your Roku. So, like, people don't know. They're like, why is there a cigarette burning? Like, you know, fucking, what do they call the picture?
No smoking?
No, what do you call the picture of an app? I don't know.
Yeah, the avatar?
Whatever it is. Yeah.
The picture, yeah.
And then you got to go in through Roku, but you can get a porn
to be
access window to go to all these porno sites on your Roku.
Why did you tell me about that?
Because I'm saying, after I got done with Angry Birds, I need something else to do.
Oh, so it's porn.
Yeah, I replaced it with that.
Okay. Yeah, and you're going to get way into Instagram. Ryan O'Neill Comedy.
Well, we're already on Danish and O'Neill Instagram as well.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe not. Yeah. Maybe you're immune.
Yeah, I don't have a flair for it necessarily.
You're not Bert?
I'm not Bert. No, yeah. I'm not Bert. I wish I was, but I'm not.
He does so many selfies. He got a special wide angle lens on his front so he can take his whole fat body and have it all be on screen.
No,
because he's so into He's so into no comment necessary. It's fine. It's fact is fact. You know. He's so into it, and he wants to get the shots. I agree with him. If you want to get the shots and you don't want to stop eating and drinking all the time and being fat, then fine. That's the way to do it.
Would you get a selfie stick for your skiing, though?
I would do it once for fun. But the problem with the selfie sticks...
You're going to impale yourself on that if you wreck.
Yeah, because it's straightforward. It'll jam into
something. Or wherever. However, if you even have your backpack, what if you fall wrong?
I just want a picture or a video here or there of me hitting a fucking gnar jump.
Yeah, or dank boxes.
Yeah. Yeah, a box.
By the way,
that'd look cool for Instagram. Shit like that I'll get real quick.
You turned me on to those boxes. Now I'm obsessed with
the
boxes.
They're fun as fuck. That's
they really
Terrain
are.
Park in Park City. We just went over and over and over again.
I'd never done boxes.
I mean, I fucked my back up. You've never done boxes before that?
Never done boxes.
They're fun. You just lean forward.
Yeah, they're great.
When you come off, it's like, whoa, there we go.
And we were screaming.
You start to lose them sometimes.
Yeah. We were screaming like little girls when we would land the box. We'd be like, woo! Like when we were taking some of that powder, I was like, woohoo!
We were yelling that at a ski terrain park called Candyland.
And the Pee-wee one.
Yeah, the Pee-wee and Candyland.
For children.
The rest were all like rails and fuck that.
We would never have done that if we were like 25.
No, even if you did that, you would have to do that a few times in front of me before I even try.
Yeah, completely. But we were having the time of our life.
Oh, it was so great. Well, this episode has been brought to you by Surefoot. If you want to get great ski boots, honestly, Surefoot, at this point now, they're fucking great. They take care of it, and, you know, it's a process, and once you get it down, you get it down. And the way the guy, too, I liked what he was like, just take these boots, go have a fun day, and then
Yeah.
We'll do it later overnight. You don't
and I actually, I got
time.
My boots from Surefoot, yeah. too, but I didn't get custom inserts. He just gave me some real sport boots.
Yeah. Oh, and those heaters I got. Oh,
dude,
heavenly.
Okay.
I loved rubbing it in.
Your fucking boots, they do look like a legit RoboCop boot.
Oh, wow.
Like, there's shit hanging, there's wires, there's all kinds of contraptions hanging
yep.
off of them.
Remote
I don't know
control
how you ski in
heater.
Those.
Yeah.
I a ski. Remote control fucking Here,
here's
heater.
Here's how I ski, comfortably.
Yeah, but with poor technique.
It massages your feet. Yeah, with poor technique. I got to get bindings different, don't I? That's all I was talking about back, the binding community.
Wait, what do you? How do you want your bindings to be? Were they just offset?
No, so offset, so then my normal
no one
in,
will do
my
that.
Normal in
Nobody will
is,
do that.
Is out.
Nobody will drill ski binding
I'll
holes.
Get make my own skis then. You won't stop me.
Make your own skis.
Yeah, I'll make my own skis. Just slightly, just as a millimeter.
I got an idea. Dude, I told you to keep your skis straight when you went down.
I know, I do.
To work on that.
I was.
But there's always that right one is always just
that
fucking...
That right one's the one. It comes in. It just naturally comes in. So what am I supposed to do?
You're the only guy, though, I've ever seen ski double black diamonds using the snow. I will say that's impressive.
I make it work for me.
Because somehow I go, I don't know. I would look at this stuff, and I would go down a little ways. I go, I don't know how he's going to do this.
Yeah.
And sure enough, he's just fucking plowing through.
Yeah. I'd like to thank, brought to you by Utah Ski Resorts. They're all fucking great. We didn't see a single bad one. We didn't see a single bad one. Brought to you by Tipsy Elves for the onesie. Thank you very much. You made this trip a lot cooler. That girl Lisa for those fucking tickets.
Yeah, big shout out to Lisa.
Wise guys, I don't know who else, but all made it fucking a great trip.
Yeah. Thanks for taking me.
Yeah, no, totally. You got any dates?
No.
Fucking travesty.
Just check out the Danish and O'Neill podcast, as usual. I'm sure you guys have heard me on here before saying the same thing, but I'm saying it again.
Yeah, well, I think I'm going to put it out this week, so... I'll be in Edmonton this week on my Australian tour. Tickets are on sale now. Perth, the 13th and 14th of April. Then I go to Melbourne for the festival at the Comics Lounge. Get tickets. Hurry up. Sydney after... No, Adelaide after that. Then Sydney. And then May 1st, we end in Brisbane. I'm also doing Syracuse and Albany in April. One-nighters with Adrian Appalucci. And then, all right, that's it, right?
Yeah, that Australia trip sounds like a real gnar pal.
Dude, it's going to be fucking gnar. I can't go back and forth between going to New Zealand afterwards, but being in May and having it be cold and rainy, or going to Japan and maybe not.
Ooh. I don't know. For wilderness, New Zealand, man.
I know.
Take a motorcycle tour.
Well, I'm going to do some hiking in I have days off in Australia. I'm going to do some hiking there. This mountain below Perth. Oh, a motorcycle tour.
Have you
I
been
get
to
a camper van?
Have you been to the Blue Mountains?
No, I turned it off.
The Blue Mountains? Is that? I think they're the Blue Mountains.
Blue Mountains. Yeah, I want to go in there.
Those are awesome.
I turned it off. Did I not? I pressed set. I got to press set on my fucking thing.
Oh my god.
This new flip phone has been the worst. It just cuts off texts. It just gives me no texts. Like Ryan O'Neill texted you nothing. I'm like, did you mean to send nothing? I bet not.
Is it because of bad reception?
No, it's something. And then they send it again. I'm like, still nothing.
Dude, that's...
I don't...
Well, dude, you ought to just go to the magic phone.
No. There's better flip phones. It's either full flip or just nothing QWERTY that's good.
Every time you switch, you lose all your contacts. And you go, do you have this person's number?
Yep.
Can you text so-and-so to get so-and-so's number?
That sounds nothing like me.
It sounds a little like you.
Nick Diaz, wake up. You got anything you want to add? When are you fighting next?
Yeah, dog, I'm fucking going to a fight right now, dog.
No, you're not.
Yeah, fucking, it's where I'm headed right now, dog. It's why I'm in the back.
That's why you hitched to Boise?
Yeah, can you just drop me off at fucking Twin Pines, dog? It's an Indian reservation. I'm going to fucking fight the chief.
What, really?
Yeah, dog, and then the fucking tribe will be mine, dog.
They don't test for weed on that? You win the tribe if you win?
Fuck yeah, dog. You get your own fucking tribe.
And wow, that seems like a lot to give up. What does he give up if he... I mean...
Well, dog, then you fucking say you beat Nick Diaz. That fucking probably worth more than your tribe.
So, I mean, that is bragging rights.
Yeah, and also this fucking tuner that I'm towing, dog.
Oh, the pontoon?
Yeah, the one we had to take to the fucking boat check.
How did it check out?
Yeah, dog, fucking... They said it's tits. Like, it literally is just like a check it out to see if it's fucking cool or not.
Dude, would you ever leave Stockton?
Where would I go, dog? Like, that's like, what do you talk about, dog? It's like leaving Shangri-La.
You really think of it that way?
Ain't nobody leaving no Shangri-La, motherfucker. So, yeah, dog. No, I mean, like, I got everything I need. Like,
Gil's old man, and like Nate and shit. That's like, you know, got fucking Phil and Dirty Larry. I mean, what else do I need, dog?
You did make it sound really nice.
Yeah, they man. Really they got a fucking TGI Fridays and an Applebee's. Like, I mean, fine dining, dog. What else?
What'd you think? Your ex fucking retiring, going to WWE.
Yeah, I mean, you know, dog, like, that's fine with me, like, if you want to be a fucking fake poser, but I ain't fucking giving her none of this dick no more.
Really?
Yeah, I only fuck real fighters, dog. I don't fuck people that just fucking play grab ass.
When you and Ronda were, like, hitting it, like, heavy.
Oh, do you mean, when I was, like, blowing fucking loads inside and shit, dog?
Uh-huh.
Right. And, like, Travis Brown would go eat her fucking pussy and, like, my fucking jizz would still be in there and shit?
Oh, jeez. Oh, I bet he didn't even know about that.
Oh, yeah. Dog, no, man. I mean, he fucking found out pretty quick, you know what I'm saying? Because I have fucking huge loads, dog. The weed, some people it makes to have smaller loads, but the fucking weed gives me, like, fucking big, massive loads.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, dog.
Well, anyway, when that was happening, did any part of you want to say, like, I just think you're good because there's no real competition?
I mean, dog, I knew she couldn't fucking beat me. So, like, yeah, I mean.
Yeah?
I didn't think she was that. I never thought she was that good. Like, you know, she just fucking, you know, she and I had good sexual chemistry and shit, dog.
Yeah.
So that's about it, man. Like, yeah, I didn't think, I never thought she was good, dog. I thought she sucked. Always,
dog. Still hooked up with her?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's fucking, sometimes you just gotta do shit.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. I've been there, Nicky.
You know, it's like, I could tap her out easy, dog. Like, fucking, I'd like to see her try to armbar me, man. You can't fucking armbar me. She tried it.
And failed?
Yeah, it never fucking happened, dog.
What'd you do, roll?
Yeah, I rolled and put my wiener inside her. That's how shit happened, dog.
Yeah,
there was some Me Too shit with me and fucking Rhonda, dog.
Really?
Yeah,
and then you
dog.
Start dating afterwards?
Yeah, like
what'd
first time
do?
We rolled, dog. She fucking got me in a fucking north south and made me fucking eat her butt.
Oh, from her to you?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, dog.
What'd
she
you
fucking?
Do?
I ate her butt, dog.
How'd you phrase it?
I was like, I can't get out of this position. She goes, well, I'll give you an option. I'll fucking let you out if you eat my butt. And I was like, all right, dog, I'll fucking chow that shit.
Oh, while in the middle of under
oh,
training?
Yeah, dog. I mean, she'd been
all
training
sweaty?
For like 7 fucking hours, dog.
What, did you get her pants down with your teeth?
Oh, yeah, dog, her asshole tastes like fucking kimchi. It was fucking gnarly, man. That's why I was like, you know, I came out with some Me Too shit, but nobody gives a fuck about what I say.
Yeah.
It's tough, dog. It's tough out, you know, Stockton, it's fucking... You know, if you're a man in Stockton, you can't really speak up about shit, like, you know, emotional shit.
Really?
Yeah, you know, people will think you're a pussy and stuff.
I wouldn't think that.
But that's what I love about the place, you know, because then you don't have any fucking pussies talking about their emotions.
I get that. But every once in a while, you want to mention it.
Yeah, sometimes you just want to get some shit off your fucking chest, dog. Literally shit off your chest, like she used to take dumps on me and shit.
Oh, fuck, that sucks.
Yeah, dog, fucking she... Dude, she was a fucking vegan, so those are some fucking green eco shits, dog. Right on those fucking chest, man. Gets caught in your chest hair and shit and fucking, you know, because it's all, it's high fucking fiber and it's like fucking vegetables and like, you know, you'll
see. No, I know it makes the shit like
you'll
that.
See some fucking kale
like
chunks.
Like pieces of like baby
yeah,
corn.
Like fucking stuck in your chest hair and it's, you know, that's why I shaved it, man.
Oh,
so, you know, fuck it. Everyone loves my life and thinks it's fucking amazing, but, like, there's shit like that you gotta deal with, and, you know, those are bad days.
Yeah, I guess it's just chin up and move on.
It's all you can do, dog.
Yeah, all right, well, Twin Falls is right here. Twin Pines is right here.
Oh, yeah, dog, you fucking, yeah. Just, I'm gonna crawl in the back, unhitch my fucking pontoon. You don't have to slow down, dog.
What are you gonna do? Ride it in?
Yeah, ride it right into the fucking Snake River, dog.
All right, I'll see you later, Nick.
Take her easy.
You gotta get a podcast, bro. Really?
Yeah, man. How do you do that shit?
I'll tell you later. It's pretty easy, but I'll tell you later. Just by a Zoom. All right. I'll see you later. Bye, buddy.
See you, man.
All right. Well, that was great. As sure as snowflakes fall from the blue, I will always remember this night here. Snowflakes, pretty purple snowflakes. Ooh.
Well, thank you, Ryan O'Neill. Thank you, Burt Kreischer. Thank you, Nick Diaz. What a fun podcast. Always fun having Ryan O'Neill. No Danish, because he doesn't ski. But everybody check out the Danish O'Neill podcast. Those guys are crazy. They should be writing more. Not writing more, but getting more jobs. That's it, right? Again, thank you to all those guys. Surefoot, Tipsy Elves. I've gotten so many compliments. And I'm going to make it work. I've decided I got a fucking sewing kit from the hotel in Vancouver. And I'm going to make it go. I got one day in Whistler already. One half day. Like 3 hours. But I took a fucking... the most air I've ever gotten on a jump. I mean, ever gotten. In the terrain park in Blackcomb. I mean, it bottoms out. So you're really never more than 5 feet above the fucking ground. And it lands at an angle. But I was going so fast. I was like scared. I was up in the air for so long. It's like you ever jump off a cliff or into a quarry or something. And after you jump normally, you hit the ground. Almost all the time you jump. But for the first time, you like don't quite hit the ground. And then you're like, oh, and it's like second feeling. First you're jumping and then not falling, not landing. I had that feeling. I got down. I mean, I fucking wiped, but like I didn't have to. I think I could have held it. If I would have gotten $1 million if I stayed up, I would have done harder and stayed up, and I think I would have made it. But anyway, I got sent and the suit held up. So... 3, 4, 5 more days. I'm making it work. I didn't get another one. It was going to be $120 to get it sent to me. So I was like, fuck it. I'm going to make this ride. I'm going to make this Tipsy Elf to fucking ride. And it lasted a half day. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more days. That's all you got to last, buddy. That's all you got to last. And then I'll pass you on. I'll give you to homeless people, homeless skiers in mid-March. And you can go on helping the homeless ski. I mean, I'm not bringing it back with me. There's no way. But what a fucking suit, man. It got me so many compliments. All right. Well, that's the episode. So again, you guys, the big dates, so you should know. Edmonton this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 9th, 10th, and 11th. And then I got Funny Bone Albany and Syracuse Funny Bone on April 4th and 5th. And then we start Australia, Perth, the 13th to 14th, Melbourne, the 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st, Adelaide, the 26th, Sydney, the 28th, 29th, and Brisbane, May 1st. I'll probably be in either Singapore or Tokyo, and almost definitely Shanghai. After that, after about the 6th or 7th, something like that. But... What are the good hiking spots in Perth? I know that forest. And then what about the rest of those places? Because I got those days off between Melbourne and Adelaide and 2 days off in between Adelaide and Sydney. Or 1 day off in between Adelaide and Sydney. And then 1 day off in between Sydney and Brisbane. So, like, I want to do some hiking. I want to see some beautiful fucking nature. I'm thinking maybe going to Tasmania, but like, what should I do? I'm open. I'm not on Twitter because they're fucking animals, I guess, and they don't know how to fucking... I put it anywhere, whatever. They won't even look at the appeal. They just keep going, threats of violence. I'm like, can you please just look at the specific details that is my friend? Just answer that you've seen the details. Threats of violence, you're out. Then it's so fucking frustrating dealing with bots. I wonder if I was gotten verified that wouldn't have happened. 50-50. 50-50. But anyway, yeah, what should I do when I'm out there? I'm looking for suggestions. I don't know all of them that I'd be into, but every once in a while I hear a suggestion, I'm like, yeah, I'm into that. So I've already been to Nimbin, in case you're wondering. So yeah, what's out there? Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank, episode... 317, and I think I'm off the few days before the fringe. I think I'm off 26, 27, 28, 20. Yeah, I think I'm off for like a full week leading up to the fringe. I could come home, I guess, do the Montreal Festival. Or I could stay out there, maybe go to Wales, or maybe go to, like, Western Ireland. Maybe I'll go to Western Ireland. Fuck around. Could do anything. Maybe I'll go to Romania. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank. I don't have my passport yet. 317. Was there anything else I wanted to announce? I guess not. 317. Ski Utah with Ryan O'Neill. Over and out.
Ice falling everywhere. Snow is falling all the time. Between a milk bottle and a beer can. Between Empire State Building and Trafalgar Square. Snow is falling everywhere. Snow is falling all the time. When you talk to someone, snow is falling between you and him. When you talk with someone, go on talking until he's covered with snow.